Morton Queensland Oaks Day, Doomben, Saturday. With the final Stradbroke hit out in the Morton Cup, the grid of winter's toughest in the classic PJ O'Shea, and the cream of Australia's staying fillies in the Group 1 Queensland Oaks. There's only one place to look for the next Winks and Young Star this Saturday. Group 1 Queensland Oaks Day at Doomben, part of the 2019 TAB Queensland Winter Racing Carnival.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ at Sky Sports Radio and Sky Thoroughbred Central into our preview hour for Matt Callander Charity Race Day. 1,000 people around that in the Grand Pavilion today doing grand things, raising money for charities. Good luck to all that are concerned there. Mark Van Gestel's Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. He's going to help us with a few from previous meetings. Morning to you, Mark.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Yeah, very well, mate. Beautiful day at this stage out at Rose Hill.
Yeah, no, the weather's turned out great. It's a nice, crisp winter's morning, and looking at a fine day later on.
All right, what have you found for us?
Out of the first race, number 10, Rari at Warwick Farm, 15th of May. Finished sixth, had beaten just over a length by the winner, but it did jump awkwardly on that occasion. Raced keenly throughout the early and middle stages, then in the straight, it wanted to lay in. Proved difficult to ride out and probably couldn't be tested with the rider's normal vigour, and it's one that probably should have finished a little closer. Race 3, number 3, Above and Beyond at Rose Hill on the 18th of May. Finished 7th behind Hostwind Supreme, only beaten just on a length and a half, but just when I was making ground over the final 100 metres, it got in restricted room and ultimately had to be checked at about the 50-metre mark, and it was really starting to finish the race off at that point. In the third race again, number 15, Burning Crown, out of the same race, the Hostwind Supreme race on the 18th of May, finished fifth in that race, but it did jump awkwardly, and then it was just cross-making the first turn. It then commenced to race very keenly, race fiercely, and as a result, it was forced to shift out to a three-wide position where it travelled without cover there out in the circumstances. Its effort was pretty good. And the final one to mention, Andrew, in race 5, number 3, Our Rocker by Baby, the Kensington track on the 4th of May. Did finish 9th there behind She's Fur Line, but it was held up for clear running between the 300 and the 100 metres, and its last 150 metres or so, once it did get out, was pretty good in the circumstances also.
Our Rockabye Baby, race 5, number 3, and we've emphasised all those changes. Jean Van Overmeer, little fracture to his leg after that incident on Wednesday morning, so he's going to be out of action for a little time, but we've got all the replacements through, so that's good news. I think I heard, was it Sam Clipperton saying he's going to ride 1 kilo over? Was it... let me look at my notes. High Opinion, I think he was going to ride at 54 in this race.
Yeah, that's right. That was released during the week. He's a kilo over at 54. That's right.
Understand. All right. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward there for Racing New South Wales. Ron Duffacy, of course, is with us, and joining us, Simon Denopoulos from Racing and Sports. Morning to you, Simon.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. Morning, Ronnie. Really looking forward to the Rose Hill meeting this afternoon. Confidence is sometimes dangerous in betting, but I'm really looking forward to it. A few of the favourites early are going to be hard to beat, and then don't mind a few at each way odds in the quaddy. So hopefully we can find a few winners.
Okay, and he's at Radio Tab in Queensland. Glenn Munsey from Tab. Morning to you, Muns.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. Morning, Ronnie. Morning, Simon. A little bit overcast here this morning, but breaking out to be a very, very nice day. But a great day today at Rose Hill Gardens, the Matty Callander Race Day, to not only aid the Mark Hughes Foundation, the Muldoon Foundation, and the Savannah Arrell Foundation, but also a big day at Gilgandra, Andrew. Free entry at Gilgandra, and you can donate there to the Central and Western Racing Charity Fund out there at Gil today. So we've got... A giving day for punters, and let's hope that we can give them something to contribute to those great causes.
For sure. I brought me beanie in, and I left it in the car. You wouldn't believe it. It must have fallen on the floor. I was going to wear it this morning, so I'll have to wear it next week or something, or whenever. Let's get cracking, guys.
Well, it would have covered a large... Would have covered a large expanse of the floor, Andrew.
No, don't go there. I mean, you had to, didn't you? If it was anyone, it was going to be you.
They two together. Or,
fair dinkum. You're going to join in Denopolis. Yeah. Denopolis, the TV star in Singapore. Come on, please.
Andrew, Fiji, Spell. Back to work. Yeah. Singapore, back to work. Yeah. Where next week, Simon? Ascot or somewhere overseas? Somewhere next week? Where is it?
Staying grounded next week, Ronnie.
But 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, I know. You'll be very happy. But M heading back to Greece in August. So looking forward to that.
Yeah. He sent me through his holiday list, Duff. Fair to go, I had to print off four pages.
I'm jealous.
He's got some holidays coming up. All right, I'm enough of that. Come on. Let's have a look at the first race at 11:25. We're short of time.
Yeah, it's the Southern Cross Turf Handicap here. A 2-year-old over 1,100 metres and probably the hottest 2-year-old race since the carnival. And we've got Splintex here. The toppy is a $6.50 chance. Space Boy with the earmuffs on today at $4.80. King's Champ is a $23 chance. Sun Patch at $8. Exceedance, $2.60 in favourite. Igniting came out on Thursday, 7 cents a win at 7 cents a place. Luff is a $51 chance. Rotator at $4.40. Bring the Ransom at $26. Rari is a $19 chance. Persepolis with the earmuffs on pre-race at $81. Wanderbar came out yesterday, 2 cents a win at 2 cents a place. And Depth That Varies is a $61 chance. Well, the vast majority of the money here, in fact, two-thirds of the holders on Exceedance, as much as $6 bet about it. You had to be quick to get it. Then 330, 320, 270. Already today, 270 into 260, and it's 60% of the money already this morning. It's got three times the amount of money as what Rotator's got on it, and then the rest you can't shoot with a cannon.
And I was going to say the best two-year-old since last week with the race that we had at Randwick. Simon, take us through the thoughts here. We heard Michael about Exceedance. They're just going to let Tommy ride it where it settles. Is there pace?
Originally, I wrote down Fast, but with the scratching of Wonderbar, takes a bit of sting out. I think Splintex leads fairly comfortably now. Luff will kick up, raced over 900 metres, now to 1,100, so it should show speed. But I believe I heard you this morning, Ronnie, Space Boy, the earmuffs, they're going to take a sit. Is that right?
I think they've... I could be wrong, but I think they've already gone to the stewards' side now as well.
They have. They'll ride it conservatively.
Yeah, so originally I thought it was going to be a fast race, but I'm not too sure now. I think Rotator from the inside will want to kick up and hold a position, but not as fast as I originally thought, Ron.
Yeah, look, I agree. When I first picked it up, it was beautiful. It'll set up nicely for this favourite. I'm not so sure now. But I'm sure that he is a very talented horse, Exceedance. Look, I know the market didn't love him. At Wyong, and we're only talking a Wyong maiden, and I've been trapped with this before, but it was the win of a top liner in the making. There's no doubt about it, and there's no negatives from jockey or trainer or trainers to say that they don't like the horse. I think there's no fluke in that exceptional performance. Give him an even break here, and I'm saying it's not easy. I'm saying, we all know the 1100 Rose Hill, especially on a dry track, is an on-pace, well, I won't say a paradise, but it's an advantage. So he's got a lot of work to do to pick up a couple of sharp types up front. But I think he'll do it. I think he's very exciting. I think he's the better of the day. I think Space Boy's his big danger. When they say they're going to ride him conservatively, I think that'll still be in the first four. I like the way he trialled since a good first-up run behind Splintex there. He's a little bit better off at the weights, and I think he's the danger. Got a very good respect for Rotator. She always looked a filly that was going to be better with a prep under her belt, and she's had two tick-over trials that are beautiful, and she smokes the pipe on the inside here, and she's a tough nut to crack. And Sun Patch has only had the one soft trial, but he has plenty of talent. 5, 2, 8, and 4.
Yeah, it looks a ripper of a race to kick off proceedings. I want to be with the filly Rotator. I thought she displayed above-average ability in a maiden prep. She was thrown in the deep end on debut in the Win and only had the one trial, which came that week. She was only narrowly beaten there behind Immersement, and then I thought she was solid behind Tenley, who I still feel is probably the best filly. She just didn't see the best of her on a wet track, but two trials in the lead-up. I thought she found the line solidly enough in her most recent and gets a nice suck run up the inside. She'll need the brakes, whether they fan off the track, but I think she's going to be in the finish. If she goes on from what she did in her first prep, she should be hard to beat. No knock on the favourite exceedance. I'm just not as big as a rap as others. I thought he was a good win at Wyong, but the way we do sectional adjustments, he was in the right spot in that sense. So the leaders certainly did too much in front, just sort of fell in a hole. So while visually impressive, I think may have just flattered him a touch in terms of the market. I just couldn't get him inside 2-1, so that's why I have to oppose him today. But certainly a talent, and looking forward to seeing what he does today. Space Boy, I thought he did enough first up. It was a good performance on speed. Since being back to the trials, I like the fact he's 28 days, takes a sit here, well placed with a claim and should run well. And number one, Splintex, after doing the map this morning, can get all the favours on speed here. I think Rachel can bluff him out from that draw. Good win last start. If he takes another step, he's going to be hard to get past. So really competitive two-year-old race. I'll lean the fillies way in Rotator. My number's 8, 5, 2, and 1.
Darren Flindell's calling today, and he likes Rotator in the first as well here. Number 8 to beat 5, 4, and 1. 8, 5, 4, and 1 for Darren in race 1. Race 2 here, Glenn, over the 1,400 metres.
Yeah, well, it's the Tab Highway, but we've given up the naming rights in a way today to Evergreen Turf. Now, this is one of the major drivers of today is a gentleman by the name of Graham Collis from Evergreen Turf, and he's got all these turf companies and the like to sponsor the races today. So this is the Evergreen Turf Tab Highway for Matty Callender Race Day today. And I tell you what, haven't they got some prizes and some auction items here? How'd you like to be going to that lunch with Deffy, Singo, Brad Fittler, Hadley? I'll tell you what, there'd be some great stories to be had there. That's one of the auction items today. In this highway today, we start with Legion of Boom, who's a $12 chance. Our Echo for Matty Dunn with blinkers on. Matty's earned $991,750 with his 83 starters and 23 winners in the highway, and he's looking for Our Echo to take him through the $1 million mark today. $2.80 in favourite. Bryden May is an $8.50 chance. My Blue Jeans with a cross noseband on at $16. Zardoro at $14. Damsel Flies Kept for Mitchell Beer, it's a $7.50 chance. Acoustics is out. Assault and Battery is at $10. One More Sapphire at $21. Revolver is a $41 chance. Rest of the World is out. Think Like a Fox is out. Tarazal is a $10 chance. All Day with a Bit Lifter on at $41. Palais de Louvre at $23. Gold Sky at $26. Vigorish is an $11 chance, and Scratch the remaining runners. Best supported runner here is definitely Our Echo. I must say, betting was sort of very, very quiet. Andrew, you broke the news, I think it was Thursday, that Matty Dunn told you that he didn't put Rest of the World on the float, but it wasn't scratched until yesterday, and that caused probably a little bit of slowdown in the betting there. The deductions here for this race, 14 cents a win and 12 cents a place for Rest of the World. All other runners, zero.
Much pace in today's edition there, Simon?
Yeah, drawn across the track, Andrew, as we see most weeks in the highway. Generally get a genuine tempo, and Assault and Battery leads the charge from out wide. Damsel Flies Kept All Day, and Palais de Louvre from the middle, all press forward. And then you've got Bryden May kicking up and holding a position from the inside. I think the favourite with the blinkers on shouldn't be too far away, Ron.
Yeah, I don't think he will, especially from that draw. Look, he's running the right races. It's as simple as that, Our Echo. And the market's reacted to that, I must say. I'm finding it hard to get away from him because he's got the right connections. He's tight in the market, which is a good sign at this stage with Matty Dunn horses. Like, look, he ran a three-year-old quality at Eagle Farm, $100,000 race two starts back. I thought he was pretty good there. And then, obviously, he was outclassed in a listed race last time. But back to highway class here, surely. It looks like he'll run the 1,400 right out of this race. They've gone to the blinkers, which is a positive sign, and I have to go his way. Dangers, it's a bit wishy-washy, you know, where you go looking outside of him. I've landed on Tarazal. This filly has been carrying a bit of weight, you know, at Seymour and Wangaratta, and probably a bit unlucky there. A couple of, you know, make little excuses for her there, but big weight drop here with 53 kilos, beautiful draw, can race in the box seat. I would have thought she was some sort of threat here. Bride and May, she's fit a third up now. Another one with a better draw to plays into her hands, and she didn't trial before resuming, so she's pretty well spot on. And best of the rest. I thought number nine, One More Sapphire. We keep forgetting he was placed in a highway two starts back before Spelling, and then I didn't mind that run at Tuncurry. I know he was a beaten favourite there, but he was strong late. Might be looking for a mile, but I just thought it was underplayed in the market here at $21. I'm marking that horse a bit shorter than that. 2, 13, 3, and 9.
Yeah, same trifecta for me, Ronnie. It's very hard to get away from the favourite, Our Echo. Just plummets back in grey here. I don't think there'd be any betting if Vega 1 was in this field. So he's got to be hard to beat. He's drawn to get a lovely run. Tommy Berry's flying. He gets the blinkers on. He ticks all the boxes, and he's in the right stable. So I reckon the price, 280, is actually not a bad bet, to be honest. So you can mark him shorter. So I think he's extremely hard to beat, progressive three-year-old back in grade. So he looks a target, and they scratch the stable, mate. So ticks enough boxes for me. I think the danger is 13 Tarazal brings that different form up from Victoria. Racing well for the Mitchell Beer stable, who is in good form. Should get a nice run from that inside draw. She can certainly measure up. Bride and May should kick up from the inside draw. Should be nearing a top third up. And number eight, Assault and Battery, continues to race well and should put himself into the race from the outset from out wide. But I think if Our Echo gets the breaks, he should have these covered. My numbers 2, 13, 3 and 8.
Just listening or just reading a tweet from Mitchell Beard during the week, he more or less was indicating, you know, he's got two runners in the highway, and he couldn't believe the impact it had on his owners just to have, you know, a runner in town. He said, all I've got is getting messages from these owners, so excited to have a runner on a Saturday meeting in Sydney. So it's just amazing how this highway system has continued to work over the past few years.
Oh, it's fantastic, Ronnie. You know, owning horses, how hard it is to win races, and then to even get a runner on a Saturday, it's a big thrill. So, yeah, great to see. And as Munsey touched on, Matty Dunn closing in on $1 million. So what a promotion.
Yep.
It has been. I think he was getting motels organised and the like for all those owners. Fantastic. Darren Flindell goes with the favourite, Our Echo, to beat 17, 9 and 13. 2, 17, 9 and 13. His tweet was, I have two runners in the Tab Highway this weekend. It's only Wednesday and must have had 10 text messages from owners about how excited they are to have a Saturday runner. 20 acceptances for the race and... I should have read this, for the race, with God knows how many flight hotels, dinner books from around the state, just so good for racing. That was the words of Mitch Beer earlier on this week. Let's move to race three.
And talking of that, yep. when you talk to Matt Dunn, he's on the opposite because he's the leader of the pack here, but he even says, I wouldn't have the horses in my stable without the success I've had in these highways. He's just getting horses off the top, outside of city class, and because they know he's the go-to man, so it's filling his stables up as well.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's move to race three, and we remind you, of course, the bonus bet offer, particularly while we preview Rose Hill, the first few races today, Glenn.
Yes, Andrew, and first three, and available in venue there. Remember to do that for races 4 and 5. You opt in via the Tab app. So the third here is the My Mate Mulvey Sprint, a benchmark 74 for three-year-olds over 1,200 metres, and Lundberg here is a $5 chance. Sky Ray at 31, Above and Beyond at 10. Oxford Tycoon came out on Wednesday, the dual acceptor. It's running in the next race. 8 cents a win and 8 cents a place. Call Me Royal, $4 and favourite. Restrained at $9.50. Toulouse at 51, Silent Explorer at 34, Gen Rules out, no deduction. Exceltic at 12, England at 9, Legislation at 19, Lancaster Bomber with the blinkers on and the winkers come off, a $51 chance. Riverbirds at 8, Burning Crown, Robert Thompson could ride a half over here if he requires, it's an $8 chance, and Nuke with the winkers off at $35. Best supported runner here is Lundberg, roughly... a third of the total investment on the race on it. Call Me Royal, second pick, just in front of River Bird, who's as much as $15 into $8. And fourth pick would be England. Not a bad betting race. Money for about, you know, 8 or 9 of these runners in race number 3.
Looks to be a few here, Simon, that it could produce pace.
Yeah, Call Me Royal looks to lead the charge from out wide. I wouldn't be too concerned if you're in a corner drawn out. I think she'll get across fairly comfortably here. Above and Beyond and Burning Crown look to press forward, and then Restrained in England also from the inside, imagine they trail. Lungberg's the interesting horse from a map perspective. I'd imagine he'd probably want to sell ahead of Burning Crown and Above and Beyond, or he could have trouble slotting in. So interesting to see what Sammy does aboard Lungberg there. But Call Me Royal, I think, gets the favours in front, Ron.
I couldn't agree more with your comment. I think the draw is perfect because she can take her time. I mean, she's got them covered for speed, and she can just take her time instead of driving up from an inside draw. So I think it's a good draw for her, considering the makeup of this race. In saying that, I've always been a Lungberg fan. He's a horse that I like a lot. I'm thinking he's going to come back better this preparation. I'm gambling he's going to come back better this preparation. Hard to read his trials, but everyone seems happy enough with him. I know he's got 59, but he's earned every kilo of it. I think it's a lovely race for him to resume in. And if he's hard in the market, I think he's very, very hard to hold out. The one he's got to run down is Call Me Royal. She showed good fight and tenacity there first up. At this track gets to 1,200 metres now, where she's 2 for 2 at 1,200. So she's the stepping stone to get past. Of the others, River Bird, well, if you want to go back to old form, she probably should have beat Lungberg last preparation. There's a big weight swing there, and I know it's only looking at a Wyong maiden win there first up, but the SP said $1.28. And, I think she's right in this race as well. And 15 Burning Crown was surprisingly very heavily backed in that lead-up race, the Host Win Supreme race, and just over-raced a little bit outside the lead. Now, if he can get cover and relax a little bit better, with 53.5 on his back, he's certainly going to be some sort of threat. I think they're the four numbers, 1, 5, 14, 15.
Yeah, again, same trifecta for me, Ronnie. So hopefully we are seeing them well early. With Lungberg, I think he's a very, very talented horse. I know he gives weight away and a fitness edge to his rivals this afternoon, but he's certainly earned it, as Ronnie touched on. And that form around Vega days was lethal last preparation. So if he's improved further off that, I think he's going to be very hard to beat. And he's certainly a talent moving forward. My one reservation is just the barrier draw and where he gets to on the map. I'm hoping Sammy's aggressive early and presses on, sort of trailing Call Me Royal. I think if he lands up on speed, he's certainly going to be hard to beat. Call Me Royal, I think she'll get all the favours on speed. She did a really good job first up. Ran up to a peak, which is always a good sign for horses coming back. Suggests they're back better than ever, and she should improve off that second up. She should take some catching up on speed. Number 14, River Bird, did a good job to win first up as expected. Form ties in well through Lungberg last prep, but he has improved 15 pounds since they last met. So the 5.5 kilo pull in the waist, I think she'll need it. But she does have that run under her belt. Just where she gets to from the draw, my one knock with her. But she's a nice filly moving forward. And number 10, Exceltic, he too is likely to get back from that draw. But he should be near his top third up, and he's closed off well both runs back. So has to be respected. But I think Freddie's got him here. My numbers 1, 5, 14 and 10.
Darren Flindell goes for 3 Above and Beyond here for Robbie Dolan to beat 5, 2 and 14. 3, 5, 2 and 14 for Darren in race number 3. A break on Racing HQ. We're previewing Rose Hill. It's Matt Callender Charity Race Day. Back in a moment to look at race 4.
Dynamics Indications, Gay and Adrian proudly offer a quality yearling filly by Zoostar, the hottest young sire in Australia, champion first crop sire and now leading second crop sire. Our filly is from Moon to French, a stakes winner and Group 1 place to champion Mare Zenyatta. And our filly's had 4 siblings to race, all winners. Join our dynamic Gay and Adrian team in this fabulous filly at 12,885 per share. For info, visit dynamicsindications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Customers love our coffee, but we just can't keep up with the morning rush. I need more hands on deck. When you're ready to grow your business, you should call OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. OnDeck Group has lent $10 billion to over 80,000 small businesses globally. Apply in 10 minutes, get approval in hours, and have the money in your account as fast as the next business day. So for a loan to help you hire more employees, apply now at ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Kevin Tari dashes away in the round with Guinea.
Introducing the best miler of his generation, Kevin Tari, a strikingly handsome son of Lonro and record-breaking Group 1 Randwick Guineas winner. His victory is rated by Timeform as the best ever in the race's history, beating fellow Group 1 winners, Trapeze Artist, Ace High and Argento. Kevin Tari, now standing at Dali for $33,000, including GST. Start with a Dali Stallion and the rest will follow.
Mum, it's end of financial year time, which means qualifying businesses can take advantage of the instant asset write-off tax deductions on eligible purchases less than $30,000 per item.
At Bingley.
Like a new TV for your boardroom or appliances for your office kitchen. Talk to your accountant and then talk to us.
And?
It's the Bingley end of financial year sale with huge deals store-wide.
That's right.
Don't miss the end of financial year sale at Bingley. Sale ends June 30.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ with Ron Duffacy, Simon Dinopoulos and the TAB's Glenn Munsey. We're previewing Rose Hill and we're up to race four, which, Glenn, is the first leg of today's Big Six, a projected pool of around 100,000.
Yes, Andrew, and this is the Turf Drain Australia, benchmark 88 over 1,200 metres, and Passage of Time here, the toppy, is a $4 chance. Tougher than the rest at $41. Enigman came out on Thursday, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. Top Striker at 19, Onslaught at 11. Fragonard out this morning, 6 cents a win and 7 cents a place. No Doubt at $15. Dracaris, I think it is, it's in some show, Game of Thrones or something, I don't know. 8 cents to win and 8 cents a place came out yesterday. I only watch Bred to Win and Key Factors. Poetic Charmer is a $4.40 chance. Oxford Tycoon, $2.40 and favourite. Sir Donald at $71 with a lugging bid on today. And Kawakini at $7.50. Probably one of the quieter betting races of the day here, which is a little bit unusual. That just tells you that they think we've got the market spot on. There's $500 difference between Oxford Tycoon and Passage of Time, but it's not overly strong. Next pick is Poetic Charmer, so it's basically market order in race number four.
And Passage of Time draws inside here.
Yeah, and should kick up from that position. But I think Oscar Tycoon gets across and settles ahead of Passage of Time. I'm sort of thinking they'll want to take a sit with Passage of Time, but we'll wait and see what happens early. But they look to be the lead duo. Away from them, Top Striker's the only one I found on speed. So I think Poetic Charm is the interesting horse from a math perspective, Ronnie, whether they press forward or I think, did Peter Stone say this morning, depends how he begins?
Yeah, he said he's changed his mind four times. He said he wants Tommy Berry to make his decision early, make his own decision, but he's thinking forward, which yeah. I can understand. I was going to tip Dracaris here. I'm left with the three favourites. Geez, he's short enough, isn't he? Oxford Tycoon. I think he crosses. He's 11 to 1200. Passage of Time is 1350 back to 1200. So I would have thought Oxford Tycoon takes control here. Just lacked a little bit of race fitness on his side there first up. He's a promising horse, I know. He did enough. He will improve. I don't think 1,200 is a query, although he's probably he did fail at it at his second start there, but that was a Skyline and he had excuses that day. Look, I've got him on top. I just don't know whether I want to take the 240. I think the danger is Passage of Time. Total Forgive in the BRC Sprint, no cover behind, was chasing a fast field there. This is a different setup for him altogether. He'll carry the big weight well, big strong horse. He looks to be flying Poetic Charmer at the trials. I was penalising him in a full field, not knowing where he's going to get. Things might be a little bit easier than first thought here. So he's right in the mix. They do look the three. I'm going to put in No Doubt it's only been 990-something days since his last win, but this is a race that he could well run well in, and he didn't have a lot of luck behind Passage of Time last time. He's been a frustrating horse who does have talent, and the way Anthony's horses are racing at the moment, you've got to have two looks at them. 10, 1, 9 and 7.
Yeah, with the favourite, Oxford Tycoon here, Ronnie Gurry. I thought he did enough first up. He's only really narrowly beaten there half a length and cluttered away on the inside. A different scenario for him today, drawn out, looks to come across, take up the running. From a ratings perspective, he wasn't far off his top first up, which is a big tick, given he was resuming from an injury. I'd imagine he can only improve off that second up. It can sometimes go one or two ways. They can race a touch flat off a long break, but I'd imagine he's going to take a step forward. Up to 1,200 is a tick for me. I think he's going to be hard to beat. I think the danger is number 9, Poetic Charmer. You just watch his trials, and he's airborne, this horse. I know he hasn't done a lot of winning, 3 from 16, but he's really far away. I'm hoping he can press forward from that draw, because I don't think there's a lot of speed in this race whatsoever. So he's placed in 3 or 4 fresh, and if he can bring his trial form to the races, he's certainly going to be hard to hold out. Number 1, Passage of Time, drops back to more suitable company. His win 2 back was very good. If he returns to that level of form here, he should race well, and he gets the suck run from the inside. And number 12, Kawakini. I think she can sprint well fresh here. On her best form, she's not far off him. But I think the 3-year-old Oxford Tycoon, if he can progress off that first up run, he's certainly hard to beat. My numbers 10, 9, 1 and 12.
Race caller Darren Flindell makes Poetic Charmer best bet of the day of what you guys have spoken about. He really does like a Poetic Charmer to beat 1, 10 and 7. 9, 1, 10 and 7 for Darren in race 4. Race 5 here. Have you had one, Glenn?
A Pepsi Max, Andrew, you're referring to? Or
no.
Dad and Dave's turf?
No.
Oh, I haven't had Dad and Dave out to do the turf. No, I haven't had I haven't had a Dad and Dave. No, I haven't had them out to do the lawns either. I thought you meant a Pepsi Max. I ducked out during the ad break, Andrew, to the drink machine here to get
I
one.
I thought you would have.
Well, it is 8:30.
I know, it's pretty late if you wait until Mitchell, then.
Yeah, you speak about Mitchell Beer with those two runners in the highway. He'll be knocking over a couple of Pepsi Maxes. He's very keen on the Pepsi Max, Mitch. He's a good man. Righto, let's have a look at Dad and Dave here. No, I didn't have one this morning. This is Dad and Dave's turf, anyway. This is a Fillies and Mares benchmark 78 over 1,400 metres. And we start with La Chica Bella, who's a 100-1 chance now. Nikki's Gold at $19. Then we go to Our Rocker by Baby at 26. Pumpkin Pie is a $7 chance. Bangkok at 15. Ivy's Court at $41. Our Winnie is out, no deduction. Tory Joy at $7.50. Reel 'em in Ruby, getting shorter by the minute. Now $2.15 and favourite after it went up $2.20 first thing today. Sweet Ava at 15. Let Me Sleep on It with the blinkers off at $16. Regine with the blinkers on at $11. Zavance at 41. Celtic Love at $251, and Constellations is a $9 chance. Two-thirds of the money here is Reel 'em in Ruby off a peak of 250, was 240, 220, now 215. The second pick a very long way away is Pumpkin Pie. Now, this has been 950, 757 this morning, and that's off no money. So it's now sort of a clear second pick dollar-wise, and a good firm up already today.
And how's the pace here?
Just looks even to moderate to me. I think Sweet Ava can lead if they want to. Let Me Sleep on It presses forward. Regine's interesting runner from out wide. I get the blinkers on whether they roll from out there. Tory Joy, another who should be prominent. And imagine Bangkok kicks up from the inside. I've listed a few horses here, but I don't think there's a lot of pressure. Constellation's an interesting one for me, likely to go all the way back. So I think it was good to see Reel 'em in Ruby take up a position last start, and imagine they do similar again, Ron.
Yeah, at least they've got that option now. He knows her pretty well, Tommy. He's ridden her every time this prep. Look, I know she was a beaten $2.20 favourite last start, but she didn't throw it away, and she was far from disappointing. She just, I think it was Strome, just got the fly on her there and out-sprinted her for that 100 metres before she knuckled back down. I've got to be with her again today. Hopefully she can race closer than midfield. And I think she's hard enough to beat. 215, I'm not too excited because I am wary of Pumpkin Pie here. Look, she's has been a bit of a non-winner for a good few preparations now, and I was shocked when, you know, she was off the map there. Well, at long odds, I think she was $20 or $31 into about 11 there in that Dark Jewel, and I thought, what are they doing here backing this? But she ran a bottler. She was only beaten, you know, less than two lengths, and that's a good form reference for a race like this, surely. I know she goes up 6.5 kilos here, but she drops that in grade. So I thought she was some sort of a threat only on a last run. Tory Joy was wide with excuses there the other day. Surely she, in a race like this that doesn't look too fast, she has to go forward. And if she does, you know, she's led with success in the past. So she could jump out of the ground and improve. Constellations does look promising, but that that situation of probably having to drag right back here to get some cover is not ideal, but she does look to have a future, being, you know, lightly raced, only having had the three starts, and to get to this level last time and run a good race behind these fillies, or mares. 9, 4, 8 and 15.
Yeah, with you, Ronnie, with Real Men Ruby, yeah, but agree. I think she's certainly well found at 2:15. I think they have to bet better on the day, although she has gone round very short all the way through this preparation. So the market certainly loves her, and genuinely, when you get horses like that, the trend continues. So if you haven't backed her yet, I suggest you wait. I think we will get better, but sort of where do you look here away from her? I think she's just the one to beat, only narrowly beaten last start. Behind Strome, who I'm keen on her chances later in the day. I think that's a good form race. She did take a step forward from a ratings perspective while beaten. So if she does that again fourth up from a good draw, I think she's clearly the one to beat. She's got the most upside, so happy to be here in her corner. Just the price, I think we will get better. Number 15, Constellations, if it drew a gate, I thought she certainly loomed as a major threat. Now she's going to have to go a long way back. That's the concern for me, but only lightly raced, and she's a very promising mare herself, so I think you have to have her in the mix. Number 12, Regine, drops back in grade. Wasn't disgraced in the Scone Guineas behind Wild Planet, beaten three lengths there. Gets the blinkers on for the first time. I'm guessing they press from out wide with the blinkers on. She can run well. And number 8, Tory Joy. I thought it was a good performance first up, and she can improve second up. But I think Real Men Ruby, if she takes another step, she should be hard to beat. My numbers 9, 15, 12 and 8.
Yeah, for Darren Flindell, he likes Tory Joy here. For Jason Collett, 8 on top to beat 9, 15 and 10. 8, 9, 15 and 10 from Darren in race 5. If you're looking for the next TAB Queensland Winter Carnival superstar, then look no further than Doomben today. It's the final Stradbroke hit out in the Morton Cup, the grid of the winter's toughest in the classic PJ O'Shea, and of course the Queensland Oaks, the cream of Australia's staying fillies. Who will come out of this meeting? Could it be there another young star? Group 1 Queensland Oaks Day at Doomben today, a part of the 2019 TAB Queensland Racing Winter Carnival. We move now to race 6 at Rose Hill, the high quality turf handicap, Glenn.
Yes, and this is a benchmark 78 over 1,300 metres, and we start with a scratching in Smart Edge, no deduction taken there. Star of Monsoon, blinkers on today, and the visor comes off. It's a $17 chance. Americana Magic with the blinkers off at $12. Kanachi runs here rather than later on, where it was an emergency. It's a $34 pop. Mapmaker is 11. Arraignment with the blinkers off is at $51. Pelothronius is at 26. Echo Jet with the blinkers on at $9.50. Dalmatia Prince with the synthetic hoof filler is a $34 chance. Oriental Runner is at $11. Fuel at $26. Kappa Jack's the favourite at $2.30. And next runner along here is Dynamited. Blinkers on today, but the winkers off. It's $11. Nicochet is at $14. Red Current is at $10. And Scratch the Two Emergencies, no deduction taken for either one of them there. Well, I thought the previous race was a quiet betting race. This is even quieter, considering it's a much, much larger field. It's Kappa Jack just in front of Echo Jet and Nicochet, but I'm astounded there's not more money in this race.
Okay, pace, Simon?
Yeah, it looks solid in the capacity field here. Americana Magic looks to press forward from the middle draw. Oriental Runner certainly won't be far away. I think Echo Jet, with the blinkers back on, should be more prominent this afternoon. You've got Kanachi and Fuel coming across from the deep. So the favourite, Kapajak, and he's drawn the widest and likely to get back, but I'd imagine he gets the tempo to suit here, Ron.
Yeah, look, hopefully he does. He's the best, most progressive horse in this field and didn't get the tempo to suit there first up. Geez, it's going to be a feast or a famine for some of these favourites today. It's they're hard to get away from, I'm telling you. And here's another one. Look, just needs a ride. That's all he needs to probably get over the top of him. And the pattern of the day to suit him as well. You know, he doesn't want, you know, any on-pace bias or things. But you'll know by this race if it's going to be tougher or easier for him. And I think the market will adjust that way. Yeah, no knock on him. He did enough first up and should improve with a little bit faster race here. I think the danger is Nicochet, who's trialling up well and certain to run a nice race first up. 10 Oriental Runner is just one of those good, tough on pacers who never runs bad, and he eats up a little bit of pressure up front as well. Claim suits him. And I'm very wary of Dynamite improving today. He's had his couple of runs back from a long, long spell. And there are indications that he's probably getting back to a bit of form second up with really good improvement. They look serious with a set of blinkers here today. So look out for him to attract a little bit of support and be some sort of threat. But hard to get away from, 12, 14, 10 and 13.
Yeah, when I first looked at the race and saw barrier 17, I was a bit concerned with Kapajak. But then after doing the speed map, he should get the tempo to suit. And if you are going to go back, much rather you're drawn wide. It gives you a chance to take a position in terms of where you want to go inside or out in the straight. You're not going to get cluttered away behind horses. So keeps him out of trouble. He couldn't have done much more first up. Second fastest last 600, 400 and 200 of the meeting. Only second and subsequent winner, November Man. So his performance first up was very good. He should improve further off that. Second up, 1300's a tick. I like him fresh, 28 days. Yeah, he ticks enough boxes. Even luck, he should be hard to beat. Number 8, Echo Jet. I thought he closed off fairly well last day. He got a long way back at Rose Hill over the 1400. He gets the blinkers on. He's drawn inside. So a bit of a switch for him there. Well placed with the aid of the claim. I think he can certainly improve this afternoon. Agree with Ronnie, number 13, Dynamited. His run was a lot better than what it appeared on paper last start. He should be closing in on his peak third up. They put the blinkers on. He's a big improver. And number 10, Oriental Runner, again, just continues to race well. From that inside draw, he should just get the lovely suck up along the inside. He's expected to run well again and hold his form. But I think the favourite, Kapajak, look, he's the most progressive, back better than ever first up. He should be hard to beat. My numbers 12, 8, 13 and 10.
Darren Flindell goes with Echo Jet here for Robbie Dolan to beat 12, 14 and 13. Echo Jet, the top tip. 8, 12, 14 and 13 in race 6. A little bit of light, fluffy cloud over the top of Rose Hill. The first race is due at 11.25 this morning. Don't forget, for members, the gates at 10.15 and general admission at 10.30. Back to look at the last three races in a tick.
With 530 weanlings in the catalogue, the 2019 English Great Southern Sale is your last chance to purchase a weanling to pinhoof through next year's yearling sales. Weanlings are by sires including Schnitzel, Zoostar, Brazen Bow, Exceedin Excel, Written Tycoon and many more. Sale begins Sunday, June 16 at Inglis's renovated Oaklands complex. Catalogue online now. Go to inglis.com.au.
Our customers love having a local shop, but I need more funds to help keep my shelves stocked.
When you're ready to grow your business, you should call OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. OnDeck Group has lent over $10 billion US dollars to over 80,000 small businesses globally. Get approval in hours and funds in your account as early as the next business day. At OnDeck, we say yes to small business. So for a loan to help you get ahead, apply now at ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Looking for the next TAB Queensland Weather Carnival superstar? Look to Group 1 Queensland Oaks Day, Doomben, Saturday. With the final Stradbroke hit out in the Morton Cup, the grid of winter's toughest in the classic PJ O'Shea, and the cream of Australia's staying fillies in the Group 1 Queensland Oaks. There's only one place to look for the next Winx and Young Star this Saturday. Group 1 Queensland Oaks Day at Doomben, part of the 2019 TAB Queensland Winter Racing Carnival.
Mum, it's end of financial year time, which means qualifying businesses can take advantage of the instant asset write-off tax deductions on eligible purchases less than $30,000 per item.
At Bingley.
Like a new TV for your boardroom or appliances for your office kitchen. Talk to your accountant and then talk to us.
And?
It's the Bingley end of financial year sale with huge deals store-wide.
That's right.
Don't miss the end of financial year sale at Bingley. Sale ends June 30.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Three races to go for the preview of Rose Hill today. Matt Callender Charity Race Day out there. And this is the feature, the listed Mikel Cup and a couple of jockeys here. Glenn Destiny's Kiss, Chris Williams, and Kel Storm is Andrew Gibbons.
Yes, and the sponsor of the Mikel Cup today is the Elite Sand and Soil. They'll all be represented at the big luncheon there in the Grand Pavilion at Rose Hill, and many dollars raised for all those charities today. Destiny's Kiss here is a $23 chance. Abdon at $5.50. Castadon is at $23. Our Big Mike at $8.50. Black on Gold at $6. Girl Tuesday. Now, Jason Collar can ride a half over here if he needs to. $3.70 and favourite. Hush Rider with a stay and chain off, and it's got down the gear chains there as gelded. It is back at the races today, a $19 chance. Octobello out, no deduction. High Bridge is at $23. Dukan came out this morning. 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Zebek at $41. High Opinion, Sam Clipperton to ride one over if he needs it, at $9.50. Tamarack is a $12 chance. Kelstorm at $71. Mazaz with the blinkers on at $41. And Free Fly 2 is a $13 pop. Roughly 40% of the money here is for Girl Tuesday. A peak of 480, was 380 into 370 already today. It is the top pick, about 2.5 times the amount of money on Black and Gold. Next pick would be Our Big Mike, then High Opinion and Free Fly 2.
And the trainer and the jockey have spoken about Our Big Mike from a high cruising point of view, Simon.
Yeah, should roll along and ensure a solid tempo here. Hush Rider also presses forward. Free Fly 2 gets a start, should also roll. And Zebek from out wide. So I'd imagine 2,400, we should get a true staying test, Ron.
Yeah, and we did last time too in the lead-up, but that was at 2,000 metres. Look, well, just when we think she hadn't come up, Girl Tuesday, she found a form and winning at Randwick, and then she backed it up with a really good run after being slow into stride there here at Rose Hill Gardens last time. I think she did enough. I like the draw, just to mind her own business and hopefully get away and get to midfield or even closer if he wants. I have to lean her way. Different form here is the Kiwi, Our Big Mike. He chips away and grinds away. That was a big win last start. Admittedly, that was on a soft track, and he does look to have, well, with seven of his wins being on a soft track, so that tells you something. How he's going to perform on a drier track today is a question mark. Black on Gold, number five, was a real good run last start. He gets his preferred dry track, and he'll run on again. And best of the rest is two Abdon. Just chips away from the inside barrier there, and he's racing more consistently this prep. Having another look at this race after doing the form Wednesday, Thursday and whatever, I wish I could have another go and include Tamarack, because there's not a lot of mile and a half form in this race. And this is a new pain barrier, and he is the one with 2,400 metre form. So he goes in the quaddie as well, 6, 4, 5 and 2.
Yeah, I think the Chris Waller pair will fight it out. I'll lean the way of Black on Gold. It surprised me how well he ran last start in the Lord Mayor's Cup. 7 of 14 come through that lead-up race, and he was the run of the race in it. And he's never really fired second up. He's only placed 1 of 7. So to finish off as well as he did, fastest 8, 6 and 4 and 2 of the race, and the 6th fastest last 200 of the meeting. So he was airborne late. He's never been to 2,400 metres, which is a surprise. He was only narrowly beaten at 2,200 metres on the Gold Coast last preparation before a break, and he's run up to that level of form second up, which is a big tick for me. Third up, he's won 2 of 5 attempts. He generally saves his best racing for Rose Hill. and while likely to get back, there looks to be a good enough tempo in the race, and if he was finishing fast at 2,000, so it suggests a step up will certainly suit. Each way all day for me, Black on Gold, he should be charging home into the finish. The danger is number six, Girl Tuesday. She was almost pick of the SPs out of the Lord Mayor's Cup. Abdon started ahead of her in the market there, but she did confirm that level of form from Randwick. She's bred to appreciate the step up to 2,400 metres, and now she's back on track. Certainly have to respect her, and drawn to get a much kinder run in transit from the inside this afternoon. So I think they're the two. Number 12, High Opinion, continues to race well and does bring different form. He meets Abdon 2 kilos better, having finished second to him in the Wagga Gold Cup. There was nothing between them there, so he has to be thrown in. And number 7, Hush Rider, returns as a gelding for the Waterhouse and Bott Stable. On his best form, he's more than capable. And the fact they go to 2,400 first up is a tick for me. So keep him safe if you're playing the quaddie. But I think Black on Gold is going to be very hard to beat. My numbers 5, 6, 12 and 7.
Darren Flindell goes for Our Big Mike from New Zealand, number 4, to beat 6, 5 and 13. 4, 6, 5 and 13. The second last, Glenn, is race 8 at Rose Hill.
Yes, and this is the Sydney Cricket Ground Handicap, one of the sponsors there today, the SCG. And this is a benchmark 88 over 1,500 metres, starting with Goldstream here as an $11 chance. Villamont came out on Thursday, 4 cents a win and 6 cents a place. Then we go to Roman Sun at 23, Gresham at 13, Poetic Dream at 51, Up and Rollin' at 26, Dagny at 10. Insensata out Thursday, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Hogman A, well, I'll bring the stands down if this wins today. Of course, owned by many people, including Kenny Callender and Warren Saunders there, Helen Tidy and Kay Callender there, and Steve Smith and Moses Henriques, and a lot of other owners. So it'll have a big cheer squad cheering at home today, Hogman A, and it's a $13 pop. Valentino Rossa came out this morning, 4 cents a win and 4 cents a place. Veladero at $15. Strome is a $5.50 chance. Al Merton at 23. Manhattan Mist at 10. Asterius is the $4 favourite. We go to Cogliere at 19. Noshio came out Thursday. It's running in Melbourne, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Island Missile is an $11 chance. Butteroo Knight at 26. Kanachi out no deduction. Our Winnie at 51. And that is it. Most popular runner only just is Asterius in front of Strome and Hogman A. They're clearly the top three picks in race number 8.
Pace here.
Yeah, looks strong, Andrew. Drawn across the track. Butteroo Knight looks your leader, but then he's got pressure coming from out wide. Manhattan Mist, Poetic Dream, Veladero and Hogman A, they won't be far away. And Gresham kicks up from the inside. So it looks a strong tempo here, Ron.
Yeah, strong enough, doesn't it? It might suit. Look, I picked up the field, saw the early mark. I said, okay, what am I going to tip to beat this favourite? In a competitive race, I couldn't find anything. He needs the brakes at the right time here, Asterius, but he did enough there first up, running on strongly. I have to lean his way. I think Strome is absolutely airborne. Classic case of an inform mare who just it's just got that turn of speed and that can put him away. So she's in the mix again. Manhattan Mist is another one of these Kim War horses that all resumed on the same day. They just petered out the last bit, and you just went home thinking, OK, they're all going to improve at their next start, and this horse will as also. And I reckon Cody Morgan's got Gold Streams flying, number one. I know he's got a bit of weight, but he did a good job there in the Scone Cup, and he could surprise here. 15, 12, 14 and 1.
Yeah, same Quinella for me. I'll swing the other way with Strome. She's flying. This preparation showed a good turn of foot to win last start. The figures were good there, up in grade, but very well placed at the weights. I think if she runs up to that level of form, she's going to be in the finish for sure. I think the danger is number 15, Asterius. My one concern, he ran similar first up last prep and was unable to win. But if he's still racing well enough to suggest he's just got to improve off that and he's going to be in the finish. That's my one concern with him, but he's certainly got the talent. Number 18, Island Missile. Well, he bumped into one last start. Good performance first up, though. He should improve again. And number 9, Hogman A. Certainly be cheering for this horse today. I thought he was a good run last start. I think he's more than capable, so certainly giving him a big cheer. But I think Strome, she's airborne and should be hard to beat. My numbers 12, 15, 18 and 9.
Yeah, Darren Flindell went with the favourite 15 to beat 12, 18 and 4. 15, 12, 18 and 4. And Glenn, what about the last here today?
Yeah, the last of nine on the program at Rosehill Gardens today is the Living Turf Handicap, a benchmark 78 over 1,100 metres. We start with an old favourite of mine. Drakenfels here, back at the races today with the blinkers off, is a $13 chance. Cattersby is at 10, Chapelco at 81, Wagner at $4.60. Goldfinch is out, it's running in Brisbane, no deduction. Dio Dioro out this morning, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Oneness is a $6 chance. Tell Me at 21, Sanctioned at 23. Star Crossed at 31, Anna's Joy at 61. Kanunga out this morning, 4 cents a win and 7 cents the place. Then we go to Invictus Salute to be ridden with Cover here. Blinkers off at $10. Spiritual Pursuit, the $2.40 favourite. Crafty Tycoon, Blake McDougall, $71. Old Man Sam's at $151. Traumatised Out, no deduction, running in Brisbane. And Three Sheets, Robert Thompson, the rider there, a $41 chance. We'll tick under half the total investment on the race here on Spiritual Pursuit. It's been $3.50, $3.20, went up $2.50 first thing this morning. Now a $2.40 chance to conclude. The third number 14, Kathy O'Hara, ride for the day. Her rides are tab numbers 11, 14, 12, 14, 15, 11 and 14.
Double figures for Kathy. Thanks, Glenn. Have a good day at Doomben. Duff, your thoughts here on the last?
Yeah, look, it's getting in short enough now, but she's sharp as a tack at the trial, Spiritual Pursuit. I think she's very, very hard to beat here. I think the danger, a big query for me here, number 9, Sanctioned. He resumes from a bleeding attack. I've loved the look of his trials, and he could be a value runner here if he's fancied. 4, Wagner. He was favourite there at Scone and never got a clear crack at him at all. The market has adjusted to that, though. They've treated him as nearly a winner. And 1, Drakenfels, they showed intent winning that recent trial, trying to switch him on into winning form. It's been a while. The other horse I want to mention here is down the bottom here, Crafty Tycoon. Another one, his stablemate, a sanction, $71. So I thought his effort at Scone was pretty good. 14, 9, 4 and a 1.
Yeah, with Spiritual Pursuit, best of the day for me, have to wait till the lucky last. There doesn't look to be a lot of speed. I think she gets across from that draw. Rosehill 1100 firm deck. I think she's going to be extremely hard to run down. That form around Baller, she's very well placed at the weights here. So best bet of the day in the last. I think the danger is number 4, Wagner, was just a horror show last start, never got a crack. He can improve with even luck. Number 13, Invictus Salute. Interesting, they're going to take a sit today. Expect her to improve. And number 7, Oneness. Did a good job first up on debut for the new stable. Can improve here second up and has to be respected. But I think Spiritual Pursuit, and listening to Jason call this morning suggesting stakes company, I think she can pick up a 78 fairly comfortably then. So best bet of the day, my numbers in the last 14, 4, 13 and 7.
And Darren goes 14 as well to beat 7, 4 and 1 in the last. And that is your best. Thanks a lot, Simon.
Yeah, and cheers, Andrew. All the best.
Simon Denopoulos there, his best, race 9, number 14. And your best, Duff?
So the first and last, Exceedance and Spiritual Pursuit as well. Let's go Exceedance, race 1, number 5.
Mate, enjoy your day at Doomben. Back plenty of winners.
Thanks, Andrew.
Ron Duffacy, Simon Denopoulos and the Tabs, Glenn Munsey, Matt Callender, Charity Race Day. Stay with Sky for all of it.
Our customers love having a local shop, but I need more funds to help keep my shelves stocked.
When you're ready to grow your business, you should call OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. OnDeck Group has lent over $10 billion US dollars to over 80,000 small businesses globally. Get approval in hours and funds in your account as early as the next business day. At OnDeck, we say yes to small business. So for a loan to help you get ahead, apply now at ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
The opportunities are endless at Magic Millions National Yearling Sale, June 5 to June 7 on the Gold Coast. With over 550 lots catalogued, the sale has something for every buyer, with 126 individual sires represented. It's your last chance to buy an eligible yearling for the $11 million plus Magic Millions race series. Day 3 of the sale will be followed by the National Racehorse Sale, featuring a quality draw from racing powerhouse Godolphin. To view the catalogue, visit magicmillions.com.au.
Mum, it's end of financial year time, which means qualifying businesses can take advantage of the instant asset write-off tax deductions on eligible purchases less than $30,000 per item.
At Bingley.
Like a new TV for your boardroom or appliances for your office kitchen. Talk to your accountant and then talk to us.
And?
It's the Bingley end of financial year sale with huge deals store-wide.
That's right.
Don't miss the end of financial year sale at Bingley. Sale ends June 30.
It's Harry Angel that wins the July Cup.
Harry Angel, the horse that can fly. The world's top-rated sprinter in 2017. Emphatic winner of the Haydock Sprint Cup and the Group 1 July Cup. A precocious son by Europe's leading speed sire, Dark Angel. Harry Angel, the fast outcross sire we've been waiting for. Now standing at Darley in the Hunter Valley for $22,000 including GST. Start with a Darley Stallion and the rest will follow.
Interstate Form Preview is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Yes, just gone 9 o'clock, Sky Sports Radio, and those bonus bet offers, races 1 to 3 today at Rose Hill, as well as Doomben and Caulfield. And if you're in an agency as well, you can get races 4 and 5. But races 1 to 3 there for your bonus bet offer if your horse runs second or third at Rose Hill, Doomben and Caulfield. And repeating that the big six today is at Rose Hill with a projected pool of 100,000 there. If you do have a UTAB or Queensland account, there is a trifecta jackpot on the Oaks that should get to $100,000 as well. To Caulfield we go, and it's overcast there. We'll get some latest on the weather shortly. It's a soft 6 in the rail out at 14 metres, 38 for the week and 4.6 mil of rain in the last 24 hours. Race 1, take out 1 and 11. Race 2, 10, 13, 15 and 16. Race 3, 6, 12 and 13. Race 4, 4, 14, 15 and 16. Race 6, 1, 2, 14 and 16, race 7, number 5, race 8, number 10, and race 9, take out 7 and 13. And one rider there, race 1, number 10, Huntley Castle, is Brett Preble. Race 1, number 10, Brett Preble, who's replacing Luke Nolan in the first race. Mark Hunter, good morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew.
Caulfield, how's the weather, mate? Is it clear or are we going to get a few showers in Melbourne?
No, it's clear, Hoss. It's cold. It's cold. I wouldn't be going outside in shorts, but it's no sign of rain on the map. I think we've had our rain for the week, so we should get through the day, no worries.
Rail at 14. This is the furthest you can go out at this track.
Yeah, it's messy too, because I think the outside has been scarified or whatever they call it out there. So
right, yep.
That's going to be very much out of play. I would say the outside, I don't know, four lanes or something like that. So you would think the inside would chop out with wear and tear, and you don't want to be coming right out wide. So a little bit messy it might be there later at Caulfield.
Yeah, because I think even Jason Kerr told us earlier in the morning that he felt even the horses will be just getting off the inside. So it just depends how wide they can get.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to be the one getting forced out where that, you just don't win in that sort of ground. It's really substandard when they've done that, and yeah. You know, you head out there and it's just like your wheels spin, you're up and down on the spot. So you don't want to be getting shoved right out wide.
That's some concern, Dean. We'll have to monitor these first few races. Good morning to Dean Lester.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. Yep, I just caught the back end of that. Yeah, so you're wanting to find the right lanes today for sure.
Because at that rail at 14, anyway, we'll wait and see. How's your confidence around, well, it's unusual at Caulfield to have a soft track, Dean.
Well, it is unusual, Andrew. I thought it was a pretty testing little program, really, with a few variables, but hopefully we come home late with a winner or two.
All right, well, let's have a look at them. The first race at 11:40 for the two-year-olds. Number two, Can't Be Done, currently at TAB, $9. Number three, The Astrologist, at $8. Four, Wilmot Pass, has been $3.10, $3, and now $2.70. Number four, Wilmot Pass. Number five, Igniting, at $7.50. Six, Brazen Brando, at $4.40. And the next best is number 12, Zahorda, at $12. But already this morning, in the last 15 minutes, Dean, Wilmot Pass, $3, now $2.70.
This is a fantastic two-year-old race. There's a couple of really impressive winners, some nice first starters, horses resuming. I think it'll be a good reference for the future, but I was really taken with Wilmot Pass's win at Mowi. He handled soft ground. He ripped home some of the best sectionals of the day, or the best last 200 of the day late, and it was a very impressive win. I thought Can't Be Done was very good also. He wasn't as impressive on the clock as Wilmot Pass, but he really did quicken down well late and got stronger and stronger as the race went on. So I'm going with the two debutant winners, six Brazen Brando. He was well beaten in a trial by the Astrologist recently, but didn't have the blinkers on. He's got the blinkers on here, and the form last time in, he was a bit unlucky in some good races, and Igniting looked very comfortable in a recent trial at Werribee under a good hold. Resumes off a pretty handy prep last time in, but probably the race doesn't end there, but I'm just going with the two debutant winners in Wilmot Pass and Can't Be Done. 4.265.
Yeah, Wilmot Pass for me, I thought that was a terrific debut win. Just set up on the speed, controlled the race. And I think the best part of its win was the last 200 metres. It just got stronger and powered away. So handles the soft, can make its own luck. It's going to run 1,200 metres strongly to beat number five, Igniting. Both runs have been pretty good. I thought the trial was a beauty. It should sit just behind the lead and run well. Thought number 12, Z Horder, wasn't hopeless at the trials. We'll be running on. And nine, Desert Dreamer, at big odds. But again, I didn't mind its trial. It's a good little two-year-old race, but Wilmot Pass the one to beat 4, 5, 12 and 9.
Matt Hill calls the racing, and he likes number six, Brazen Brando, for Philip Stokes to beat 4, 2 and 5, 6, 4, 2 and 5 in race one. Race two, and number one, Star Missile, there at $7.50. Two, Igniter at $6.50. Five, Dodmatic at $13. Six, Titan Blinders at $8. Seven, Raising Paradise is an outsider at $16. Eight, Skyway Star at $4.40. 11, Tysonic at $6. And number 14, DeRosa, a $10 chance. Not a lot of early movement at this stage, Mark.
Yeah, it's an even race. I'll go with number 11, Tysonic. I think, barring for a setback, it would have had a fantastic campaign. It had that little setback, missed the month. It's going well. Now it's got a new challenge at the 2,000 metres on softer ground. But, look, it's ready to win to beat number 2, Igniter. Not worried about the barrier draw with Igniter. I think it'll get across pretty comfortably there. Terrific run last time. 8 Skyway Star, you just know it's going to be on the back of Titan Blinders for Craig Williams, getting every possible chance. And for fourth, I put in number 6 Titan Blinders, who I think gets a pretty easy lead and just might appreciate getting out in distance and be hard to run down. I'll go 11, 2, 8 and 6.
Very similar. I'm going with 11, 2, 8 and 7. Tysonic, yeah, she just had that month between runs. I still think the run last start was terrific. That Fidelia race was really strong. They ran very hard, and she was good. That's as good a form reference as there is, really, for this sort of race. To beat Igniter, I think he'll just come across, sit outside Titan Blinders. He loves a scrap. He's very genuine this time in, especially. He's the last two runs have been fantastic. 8 Skyway Star. Craig Williams just rides it differently to other riders. He puts her straight into the race from the draw, which will happen here, as Mark said. Titan Blinders loves the rail, so he's got barrier one. He'll use it, and he'll kick at some stage, give Skyway Star the chance to get out and run on. And maybe next best, number 7, Racing Paradise. I thought it was a good, strong win last start. Dropped 7 kilos for that win, and at least he can stay. 11, 2, 8 and 7.
The thoughts from Matt Hill, number 2, Igniter, to beat 6, 9 and 8. 2, 6, 9 and 8. Just while you're on Lindsay Parkview Train Racing Paradise, Dean, news yesterday, Jeff Lloyd obviously announcing he's finishing up on July 13. Very much keen to assist his son, Jaden, who's riding for Lindsay Park. I think he's got about 8 trials to go, and they're excited about the new racing season.
Yeah, I've seen him ride a few trials. He can duck and weave through a field okay for a kid. Most, a bit reluctant to do that, but he sits on quite well. He's been prominent at the recent official trials.
Yeah, I think he's, as I say, about 7 or 8 to go, and I'm just trying to find my notes from yesterday. He's got another son. No, I didn't write it in the book that I've got. He's got another son who's 15 who weighs just 32 kilos that wants to be a jock as well. So
okay.
We'll be watching out for him in the future. But Jaden, Lindsay Park told me yesterday, are very keen to get him going in the new season, which is fantastic. Let's move to race three. The Grunt standing at Yulong Handicap over the 1440. Hypno's number one is currently at $12 at tab. Three Symphonette at 10. Four Bianconi Magic at 11. Five Blinder at 9.50. Seven Asgarn Massive at $2.90. Down to nine Ligulate at $3.80. And number 11 Miss Genoa a $10 chance. John Sadler's got the favourite here. Dean, what are your thoughts?
I thought this was a tricky little race, Andrew. I'm going to have a little something at a price on Magnus Seaver. I think this horse has come up well. He had no luck first up. He won second up. He showed in the summer he wasn't far away in this sort of grade, the off-season sort of three-year-old grade. And I just thought with the speed on, he just might be strong late and give a good sight here. Number 10, Hypnose comes over from New Zealand. Much better run second up, and he's got good soft track form, and he's drawn wide both times this time in. He can probably race a bit closer from the draw here. Ligulate on the back up from last week with the blinkers on and the speed on here can run well, and certainly going to run well, Asgard Massif. I'd just be interested to see if Mr. Genoa takes him on early. He was very fast when he won at Hamilton, so even though he's got 51 kilos, I'm just not convinced he's going to get his own way in front, Asgard Massif. In saying that, he'll run well because it's good placement here with the 51 kilos. 10-1-9-7.
I'm hoping the leaders don't drive each other mad here. I'm tipping outside leader and leader. I'll go where I think they'll settle. I'll go number 11, Mr. Genoa, who... just two wins on wet tracks, looks like a wet tracker. One with the big weight first up, drops in weight here, will be fitter. And at double figure odds, I think it's got a good little each way chance to beat number 7, Asgard Massif, who's just flying since joining Johnny Sadler. Got that good claim for T.O. Nugent, will give a great sight. Number 9, Ligulate, it's got a chance. It's going to be well ridden, parking behind them and running on. And 1, Hypnos, who looks a nice type over from New Zealand. Got the big weight difference compared to the rest of the field, but fitter will run the 1400 metres strongly and should get a lovely run from the draw. 11, 7, 9 and 1.
11, 7, 9 and 1 from Mark. Matt Hill likes number 7. Asgard Massif makes it his best bet of the day to beat 3, 9 and 8. 7 a good thing, 3, 9 and 8 from Matt. There's always new names, and I know he's been around for a little while, but T. Nugent here riding the favourite. Know much about him, Dean?
Going along pretty well, Andrew. T.O. Nugent, he's outridden his country claim already, and he's coming to town now, and I think he rides pretty well.
Yeah, he gets a 3 kilo claim off the favourite today. There's always new names popping in. Most states do it well now, don't they? Educating the young kids through what they need to do. And I know Victoria's got the Gouch, and Rod Quinn does a lot of work around the industry in New South Wales at former jockeys, they know what what jockeys need to go through.
Yeah, exactly. It's a good program, and there's not a big intake of apprentices down here each year, but they try and isolate the ones that are going to be able to make a career out of it.
Yeah, nurture them into the future. Race four, the long, fine plate over the 1,600 metres. Number 2, Mr. Reckless, currently is at $4. 3, Bag Raider at 8. Down to 6 Box of Chocolates. It's at 9.50. 7 Sam Slick for Greg Urell at 4.40. Number 10, Pamuas Boy is currently at 12. And what have we got? 12 Silent Roar as 5, now $4.80 this morning for Hawks Racing. Number 12, Rebellious Lord is a $14 chance. So, Mark, which way do you go here in a pretty competitive race?
Hoss, I think this will win, number 7, Sam Slick. The only issue I can see is gate 1. It's just going to take a good ride from Ben Allen. I think the horse is flying. It'll handle the soft. The last 2 mile runs have been behind Antar and Surprise Baby. It meets a field where not a lot of them, I don't think, are good enough to win. If it had drawn out a little bit, I'd be super, super confident. I still think it'll win, but it will take a good ride. To beat number 12, Silent Roar, to me, it looks like the leader getting a pretty soft run, giving a good kick and be hard to run down. 6 Box of Chocolates was good first up, running on from the back. It ran really well there. And maybe number 2, Mr. Reckless, has got some chance. But under the odds, recent trial just, I don't think it's a winning hope. I'm keen on 7 here from 12, 6 and 2.
Yeah, I'm going with 12, Silent Roar. I just thought she'd get a good run, and she's pretty reliable in this grade. I certainly think Sam Slick's the danger. I was a little bit worried about Barrier 1. It'll take a good ride, but he's going very well, and he was strong last start in winning. 13, Rebellious Lord, getting fitter. down in the weights off that first up running out to a longer trip, Suits and Box of Chocolates running on late. But I think 12 and 7 are the key runners, and I'm going in that order, 12, 7, 13 and 6.
Matt Hill likes number 3, Bag Raider, to beat 6, 2 and 12, 3, 6, 2 and 12. I know the story came out, I think it was yesterday or the day before, a bit more about Russell Cameron, Dean, with a dementia, something that he's been battling for a little while, and I think it's been a part of the Melbourne general knowledge that he'd been struggling with it, but it, I think the family sort of did an interview during the week.
Yeah, Scott was on Melbourne Radio on Thursday and opened up about the battles that Russell faces, and he's now in a home in Footscray, and it's very sad because I saw him Queen's birthday last year, and to think he's gone downhill that fast, as you said, it's been something he's been battling for a long time, but the at 61 years of age, it's a cruel thing to happen.
Yeah, it is at any age. It's just, I don't know, you look at these things, you get bogged down on them at times, but when you hear stories like Russ's, and you're just so used to seeing him wander around there at Flemington, you know, when I visited track work and things, that for him to be battling this right now, like so many people, we're certainly thinking for people that are, it's just something you've got to fight as much as you can. To race 5, Jungle Edge is there today, number 1, currently at $5 with Tab Fixed Odds. Number 2, Malibu Style at 10, 3 Bandipur, $3, 5 Holy Blade. Got a good push this morning from Peter Snowden, currently at $12, Holy Blade. Edgerman, number 6, runs down there at $6.50. Number 8, William Thomas at $2.80. They're the main ones. Just in the last 10 minutes, Edgerman's gone $7.50 to $6.50. And as I say, Dean got a good push this morning on Holy Blade off. Was it a trial or something down in there?
He trialled at Werribee, He trialled well. He's been gelded since his last campaign, and he resumes here, formerly at Darren Weir Runner.
Okay. What are your thoughts?
I'm going with Jungle Edge here. I think it's a good scenario for him because I don't know if there's a lot of speed other than him. And Igban might try and roll forward, but if they go forward with him, they seem to get broken open a bit. And I thought his last run was very good. Second to Order of Command, I just think he'll make his own luck. Gee, I think he'll give a good sight. Bandipur, racing well, gets a beautiful run here, will be strong late, can win. William Thomas, he just got the perfect run last start. He was always going to get that run on the back of Acadian and swept home to win. Different scenario here. I think he's a little bit under the odds going to open grade, but he's at least an up-and-comer. And Holy Blade there, as you mentioned, off a good trial at Werribee. 1, 3, 8 and 5.
Going with number 3, Bandipur here. I just think the riding change here to Craig Williams. You can see Jungle Edge just leading and rolling along and taking you all the way. Bandipur hopefully can just sit on its back, come out and have one last go at it and get it to beat number 1, Jungle Edge, who will no doubt run terrific for Chelsea Hall out in front there, taking a stack of running down. 8, William Thomas, certainly a harder race and under the odds. It did have the race totally put on for it last time. And Holy Blade, I thought that trial was okay. Just want to see it get back to some winning form. 3, 1, 8, 5.
Matt Hill likes number 1, Jungle Edge, to beat 8, 3 and 5. 1, 8, 3 and 5 for Matt in race 5. You mentioned Craig Williams. It was tight there at one point in the Jockeys Premiership, but he's put some wins together. He's now 11 in front of Damien Oliver Dean, so Ollie's going to find the going tough between now and the end of the season.
Yeah, it continues to go to the, you know, probably a couple of weeks of Brisbane that he'll be going to, and whether Craig goes is another thing, and it makes it very tricky.
All right, to race 6 and number 3, Propel here for Madeline and Simon Zara. Now, at the moment, $2.60. 4, Algodon Miss at $5.50. Number 5, Graceful Storm at $13. 6, Fine is the Power at $11. 7, Bams on Fire at $4.80. 9, Feared Eyes at $8. And the best of the rest is number 13, Angel Miss, a $19 chance. Not a lot of movement at this early stage. Propel here currently at $2.60. Mark?
Hoss, this is my second bet. I think this is an each-way certainty. Number 7, Bams on Fire. To the 2 runs back for Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace for 2 good wins, maybe in the worst ground there last time. I know it meets Propel worse at the weights, but it'll be fitter. I think it'll go forward and park just behind what looks like steady speed, get a beautiful run, come to the outside of the track where I think you want to be, or wide enough on the track where you want to be, and I just can't see how it misses each way. To beat number three, Propel, it's going to be probably sitting back following it, coming with one run, going to be very hard to beat. I do think one of the two will win. Down to number 10, Voila. Thought it was just given no hope at all last time, pressing forward way too early. Quite a ride will run on. And maybe number 5, Graceful Storm, who had no luck last time. But keen on 7 here, 7, 3, 10 and 5.
I'm going to go with Propel. I think she's going really well. And I think the weight differential is significant to her. I think she's not over big, so I think it will help her. She's racing well. I think Graceful Storm will run really well. It was a non-event for her last start, and the run before she beat Thrillster in a similar sort of grade, so I think she can run well. Elgerton misses a query runner. Whether she'll run 1100 is my worry, but she might have strengthened up from her last campaign because her two recent jump outs have been good, and Bams on Pie's got a terrific chance. Sort of a race that I thought there was either Propel could win again or get back to winning form, or it was very open. I've gone 3, 5, 4, 7.
Matt Hill's with you, Dean. He likes number 3, Propel, to beat 7, 4 and 13. 3, 7, 4 and 13. Propel, another ride for Craig Williams. I noted a tweet yesterday from Graham Begg. 3 years ago today, we were heading down the Hume Highway to start our Victorian life, and here he is with Romancer in race number 7, and it's currently a $14 chance, number 1. 3, Be Good to Your Mother, $1.55 as we speak. Number 4, Danon Roman at $7. 6, Arancini at $10. 7, Was and Me at $16. 8, Elite Drake at $9.50. And number 9, Heaven Ward at 19, and the bottom two at 21 and 26. Well, is he going to be good again, Dean? Be good to your mother.
He may well be, Andrew. He's a bit short for me. He's getting to the end of a preparation. He's got to just work across from the draw. He's a promising horse, and he overcame a fair bit last start to win, but... Yeah, I couldn't take the short odds. I don't know what I want to back to beat him. I'll be putting in the quaddy, I'll be putting Arancini, who does meet him better at the weights, and Kevin Corson's has got this knack at the moment of rejuvenating these horses. Its two runs for his stable have been terrific. Dan and Roman resumes as a gelding, trialled okay, out of the same trial as Romancer, who trialled terrific. I think both of them are very competitive. So Be Good to Your Mother's probably the one to beat, but a bit short for mine. I'll be putting numbers 3, 6, 4 and 1 in the quaddy, 3, 6, 4, 1.
Yeah, I'm the same. I couldn't possibly back Be Good to Your Mother. I'll tip it on top, just, I think, mainly due to a lack of opposition. I don't know where to go to find something to beat it, but I'll put it on top to beat number 4, Dan and Roman, who I think would win and win easily on its best form. It didn't fire in two runs. It's been gelded. It's come back and had a trial. Got no guide from the trial. It was an unusual ride to go charging forward from the 700 to the 400 up inside, so not quite sure how it's going. Third pick, maybe number 10, Nanga Walker, I thought trialled quite well in box seats. And 8, Elite Drake, who's the leader with the claim, will give you a sight. Don't want to bet in the race, 3, 4, 10, 8.
3's also the thought from Matt Hill to beat 6, 10 and 4. 3, 6, 10 and 4 in race 7. Race 8 at Caulfield, number 1, Grey Shadow here at $5.50 at the moment. 2, Smart Coupe at 7. 3, All About Nikki at 11. 4, Miss Vixen currently at $3.90. Down to 6, Noriko at $10. 8, Petrel at $4.20. 9, Cats Village. It's moved this morning. 14, 11 and now $10. Number 9. And the best of the rest is number 12, Neurotic at $18. Mark, how do you see race 8?
Yeah, I'm with Cass Village. Also, Dean spoke of how Kevin Corson's is going with his horses. They're just jumping out of the ground. And Cass Village is flying. It's going to be probably in an awful spot here at 1,200 metres. But for the 2-kilo claim for Michael Poy, it'll be very strong late. It'll need to get to the right part of the track. It loves the soft. And it'll be charging late here to beat number 4, Miss Vixen. I think she's got a great chance. She'll be back coming to the outside and steaming home. Number 6, Noriko. Fitter for two back. I just wish it did a little bit more last time, but getting onto softer ground where the claim can improve. And put number 12, Neurotic, in next best, who's racing well for the new stable. I'll go 9, 4, 6 and 12.
I'm going to go with Miss Vixen. She's having a really good preparation. She's run well here, two starts back to Iconoclasm. Terrific run last start to Lady Cosmology, and deserves another win in this grade. I think she's a big chance to just sweep home and win. I thought Queen Annabelle was the best chance out of that race recently. It wasn't a strong race, I don't think, won by All About Nikki, but just underdone. She was going to win in the run and just peaked on her run. I think she can run a bit better. D-Day for Petrell, I just thought she might just roll across and lead here and be ridden aggressively. She's had a jump out since that fifth last start. She jumped out at Avoca and had a bit of a confidence boost. And Noriko, I thought she was unlucky first up. Would like to do a bit more in Adelaide last start, but it was a leader-dominated race. She can improve. 4, 7, 8, and 6.
Matt Hill goes for the toppy here. Grey Shadow from the inside, number one, to beat 8, 4, and 3. 1, 8, 4, and 3 in race 8. And the last at Caulfield at 4.40. Number two, Home by Midnight, currently at $9 at tab. Number three, Pacadali at 5, along with number four, Morton's Fork. 6 Second Bullet currently at $8, down to 9 Live and Free at $2.80 down there for John O'Shea. Number 12, Balmain, a $15 chance. They're the main ones in the market. Live and Free's the favourite at $2.80. Talking about it earlier with Duff here, Dean, he was a bit unsure whether the horse will appreciate a soft track.
Well, he's had three goes, Andrew. One was the Queensland Derby last year, where he set a massive task. His other two runs on soft ground, he ran third here on Oaks Day to Savakul. And his other run, he ran fourth, and he was only second up from a spell, and he was only beaten 1.6 lengths. So I don't know if the stats are as damning as that he won't handle it. And yeah, it's a good race for him. At least he's a horse on the up. Most of these are just batting away. I think he gets a really good chance to win Live and Free. He was 1550 up to 2000 last start. I think he's well placed. Pacadali probably appreciates a little bit more jar of the track than he gets than he's been getting at Flemington. He's a good winning chance also. Morton's Fork's going okay, but he just doesn't win very often. And Second Bullet is racing quite well. 9, 3, 4, 6.
Yeah, I'll tip number 9 Live and Free on top. I don't think it's cut and dry, and it's maybe no value, but I guess it's the horse going well on the improve and looks the one to beat. To beat number 12, Bo Balmain. I didn't mind its overseas runs. I thought a recent trial, it was starting to get going really nicely on the line. Number 2, Home by Midnight, getting onto softer ground with the blinkers going on again. And 4, Morton's Fork, who will get a beautiful run for Willow. He'll get got some great rides today, get a beautiful run, but certainly does need another win on the board. 9, 12, 2 and 4.
9 as well here from Matt Hill to beat 7, 6 and 4. 9, 7, 6 and 4 in race number 9. So that's the card. Repeating, Matt Hill's best was race 3, number 7. How are you going to play it, Mark?
Yeah, I like these two horses. I like race 4, number 7, Sam Slick, and I like race 6, number 7, Bams on Fire. And I know you'll be looking for one around the grounds, Andrew. We'll go Bendigo, race 1, number 8, Supergirl.
Race 1, number 8, Supergirl, and currently is at $5.50 at tab there in the first, which jumps at 11.56 over the 2400. So race 1, number 8, Supergirl. Good on you, Mark. Good luck over the weekend.
Thanks, Ross.
Mark Hutter there. How are you going to play the card, Dean?
Geez, I think it's a hard day, Andrew. I'll be having a little something each way on Jungle Edge in race 5, number 1. And I think Live and Free will win the last. I think he's well enough found price-wise, but I think he'll be very hard to beat. Race 9, number 9.
Okay, so they're the two there. Anything else spotted for you?
After order again last week, beating Tom Melbourne, Andrew. I'm going to the Oaks, and... Yes. I think Tony Pike's Group 1 run will continue. I think Our Intrigue's got a fantastic chance in the Oaks. Race 8, number 15.
And currently is at $10 and $3 with Leith Innes. And, well, he could be well setting up a little base in Queensland, we're hearing.
Why wouldn't you, the way he goes?
Yeah. No, when he brings them, I know he had one during the week that disappointed him at Ipswich, but there he is with the Oaks favourite at $10, Our Intrigue. There was a Victorian horse I was going to ask you about. Has Matt Laurie got something up there today?
Yeah, he does.
I was going to say something. I'll let you go and then I'll come across it. It was in race 5 or 6. Anyway, I can't find it, but that's the way it goes. I can't find everything here. Fat fingers aren't working too well, Dean.
Geez, you're under the pump there, Andrew.
Yeah, no.
I know he's up there, so...
he travelled up during the week, earlier in the week. The mind's going all right. I just can't remember the name of the horse.
Tremendous radio. Tremendous.
Tremendous. It is. It's some of the best stuff that we've had today. Yeah. Moon Lover in the Helen Coughlin.
What race is that, Andrew?
It's race 7, the Helen Coughlin for the fillies and mares. Damien Oliver up there to ride Princess Jenny, but he's riding Moon Lover in this race as well.
Yeah, well, Moon Lover was, she just didn't come up in the autumn with a couple of runs, but her first up win at Flemington was absolutely full of merit, and she's got a great winning record. She's won, I think she won 10 races, so she's an absolute beauty. I'm looking at the horses that I know in that race, and I think she could, at 1,200 metres, beat them. So then it comes down to the locals, I suppose.
All right, we'll wait and see what evolves there. But our intrigue is your fancy in the Queensland Oaks. Good on you, Dean. We'll hear from you about 11:05 tomorrow with your thoughts for Sunday racing, and then punters post-mortem on Monday.
Thank you, Andrew.
Good on you, Dean Lester. Mark Hunter looking at Caulfield. And by the way, announced this morning between an arrangement between Network 10 and Tabcorp, that Tab will be the exclusive wagering partner for Channel 10's Melbourne Cup Carnival later on this year. And we're very much elated to be a part of it, according to the tweets that have been released, that Tab and Network 10 working closely together regarding this year's Melbourne Cup. In a moment, we'll look at the entire Queensland Oaks meeting.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Pinot Noir. By De Bortley, of course. Here's the traffic.
Racing HQ is brought to you.
You can get what you like because there's no minimum order. That's why tonight I'll be eating chicken McNuggets. Delivery fee applies. Download the Uber Eats app now. At Fairfield, we've got the Culinary Carnival Multicultural Food Festival on today, and sections of Spencer Street, Smart Street and Council Lane will be closed until 7 p.m. At Rose Hill, there's a truck breakdown on James Roos Drive near the M4. He's northbound in Lane 1.
Joust, the only real-time mortgage auction site, putting you in control of your finances. Watch banks battle live for your home loan. Visit joust.com.au.
I'm Steve Carline, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Join us at Rose Hill Gardens for Matt Callender Charity Race Day in support of the Mark Hughes Foundation and Living Cancer Trust on Saturday, June 1. Headlined by the $150,000 listed WJ McKell Cup. Book your winter racing hospitality package and share the warmth with winter racing. Matt Callender Charity Race Day at Rose Hill Gardens. Advance tickets from $15. Hospitality packages from $50. Book now at theraces.com.au.
Now here's a tip, a surefire winner. International Race Week in Hong Kong. Ambassador Travel have all the five-star details sorted. Leaving December 3, don't miss out on a week you'll never forget. Back a winner now. Ambassador Travel, 1-800-777-989 or their website, ambassadortravel.com.au.
The 2019 English Great Southern Sale Catalogue is available now, including 530 weanlings, 285 broodmares, 54 racing stock and more. Sale begins Sunday, June 16 at Oaklands. Go to english.com.au.
After the Brisbane Tips, your New South Wales Provincial Preview.
It's 28 to 10. Don't forget, Paul Joyce will be on air after 10 o'clock looking at his thoughts. Peter Alice will be on air at 10:40 to look at Morfordville Parks, and Steve Moran will look at Caulfield through his opinions at 10:40. We love on a Saturday morning to give you all the mixture of opinions with all the different form analysts, the best in the business. Right, Doomben, Queensland Oaks Day, a fine day up there. Track is a good 4 and the penetrometer 5.14. And Michael Maxworthy is online now to look at the program. Morning to you, Maxie.
I'm well, thank you, Andrew. Yeah, what a great card of racing we've got today. And as you know, we've got the weather to match.
Certainly has. There's the chance of a shower, but they're saying tonight, which is good. All right, the first race at 11:10, the first of the major meetings to get underway. And in the first, number 4, Autocratic's the favourite here at 3:40. One Creator, the stablemate at 370, Seven Shadow Warrior at 4, and Fasano, number 8, at $7. Like our race, a lot of intrigue in the two-year-old race at Doomben.
Yeah, absolutely, and I guess a couple of these could run in the JJ if they're entered next Saturday at Eagle Farm. I'm looking at that Newcastle maiden, Andrew, 24 days ago. The race that Prince Fallers was unlucky. Remember, he went back and he just gave them too much to do. Well, first and second out are lining up here, and I'm just going to flip them the other way around and go with 7 Shadow Hero, who ran second behind Autocratic. Autocratic had a much better run on pace. Shadow Hero, a little worse at midfield, sustained a long run wide out. Now, it was Shadow Hero's first start, so I'm thinking a bit of natural improvement there. They're booked Blake Shim, and he's got the inside gate. So just a slight edge to 7, over 4 Autocratic. Then number 1 Creator. Now, there has been good money for him, as you've mentioned, and he did nothing last weekend besides. He was sort of 7 lengths off the lead, top of the straight, and that's where he finished, but maybe he's looking for something a bit more, and he gets that today. And then 6 Brocky to run on. 7, 4, 1, and 6 in the first.
To race number 2, the Oxlade Stakes, and in this market with Tab, we've got the favourite as number 10, California Zimbal. They'll leave tactics up to James McDonald, listening to Peter this morning. $2.20 right now. Number 5, Parado at $4.20. And 3, Diamond Thunder, another one up there for Mark Unum, currently at $4.80.
A very interesting race. A lot of the form comes out of the Carter from a fortnight ago, the race that Perudo won. A few of these fillies are backing up again, including California Zimbal. Now, she had gate 15 on that occasion. This time she's got 6. Yes, she was obliged to race wide without cover, and the run was good, but $2.20, I think it's starting to get into a little bit short. I'd much prefer to back one each way here. Number 6, Nidor, who actually finished ahead of California Zimbal last start in that Perudo race. Nidor had to do a little bit of work early from a gate, I think she had about gate 8 or 9. She had to push on. She committed a long way from home. She shot a length and a half clear, and it was only the last 50 metres that she was overhauled. With that run under her belt, I'm thinking around about $8.50 today is a good bet each way. 6 Nidor. To beat number 5 Perudo, who beat these horses last time, she's going to get a lovely run in transit like she did in Makata. Then number 10 California Zimbal. Yes, she's going to get a much better, or at least she should today. And then number 7 Longbottom, who's getting blinkers on for the first time. 6 each way, 5, 10 and 7.
To race number 3, the Tab Class 6 Plate. A good little race, this one. They got a shorty, though. Meet Mr. Taylor, number 1, currently at $1.65. And then you go right down to Jammy Lady, number 16, for Steve O'Day. It's currently at $5. And Gulwa, number 7, the next one, at $7.50. And this morning, Maxie, a little move here for the Golan Train Splitter. It's been 16, 14, and now 13.
Yeah, I wouldn't think she could bother the top two in the market here, Splitter. She's a really good horse. She gives 110%, but she's not in their class. Meet Mr. Taylor finally draws a gate, and a few important scratchings here that came out this morning and yesterday makes it even easier for him. So he should stride to the lead here. Yeah, that's what he likes to do, roll along on the rails. He's been unable to do that lately because of bad barriers and a lot of pace underneath him, but it all sets up perfectly today. Jammy Lady, clearly she's the second pick. She's got Outback for Barbie and Zoo-style form. I know she doesn't win out of turn, but she's always there snapping at the heels of some pretty good three-year-olds, so she's definitely the one that Mr. Taylor's got to beat here. Then it drops away. I've got Splitter number 11 in for third. And then Galois for the boys in blue. I'm tipping they're going to have a big day today. Now, as I said, it falls away a little bit, and Galois can run on and pick up some of the minor money. But Quinella's 1 and 16, then 11 and 7.
Race number 4 is the Sky Racing Morton Cup over the 1,200. And here's Godolphin. Vera Dean, number 1, currently at $2.30. Brave Song, number 4, from a tricky draw at $4, along with number 6, Winter Bride. And number 3, I Am Excited. They are backing up here, currently at $5.50.
Very interesting field here with the two scratchings. We've only got 7 of them lining up. And there's only one speedster, and that's Divine Dice, number 7. And he's going to roll along here. The one thing that he does do, he doesn't like to get to the lead and then hold up. He likes to roll at decent sectionals. And if he can establish a break at the top of the stretch, he might be hard to run down in terms of running a place. I think he's a really good place bet, Divine Dice. But clearly the quality is the other horses here. I'm tipping the way my speed map works out, Winter Bride, she might have to jump on horses like Vera Dean, I Am Excited and Brave Song. So if that's the case, Divine Dice leads here. I'm hoping she's not far away, Winter Bride, and she'll get home over the top of them. I'm tipping this Divine Dice to hold on and run second. Now, I think he'll give a good kick on the fence when they turn. And then I think we'll see these back markers start to charge, the likes of Viridine, Brave Song, and I Am Excited. It's a tricky race. Hard to get my teeth into it. But I think 6 Winter Bride back here at Durban, a track she loves, can beat the 7, 1, and 4.
6, 7, 1, and 4 in the Morton Cup race 4. Race 5, the Lightning over the 1,050 metres with the rail out today at 4.5. Number 9, Plaguestone here for Godolphin. Just easing a little bit this morning to $2.20. 11, In Good Time at $7.50. From Within's gone 11.10 and now $9.50 this morning. And Batterjaws number 3, now $10. Maxi?
I think the top four in the market are the ones clearly here. And it is hard to go past Plaguestone. I think that $2.20 is around about right for him. And I love the fact that he's back in trip here. He's still got this inclination to want to get the job done straight away. He's a little bit keen, and he was against Zoo Style the other day. But back to the 1,050 with a hectic speed here. We'll see From Within come out running. Darktown Strutter has got a heap of toe, and C. Stella likes to lead the filly down the bottom. So hopefully he won't be able to get on the bridle and pull, and I think he'll pull to the outside of the home straight, Plaguestone. I think he'll finish home over the top of them. To beat number 11, In Good Time. Now, we saw her unlucky in the Chief De Beers when third to Isaurian. She was really trying to get clear 100 out. She was climbing all over them. She was stiff. She gets another chance to correct that today. Number 3, Batterhoz. He was third to Intuition at Hawkesbury. That's good enough, and he maps beautifully here from a good gate. And number 2, Aminat. He's won 9 from 14. He's first up here for Mark Curry, but he's so genuine, you've got to respect him. I think the 9 wins, though, Plaguestone, from 11, 3 and 2.
Race number 6, the Spear Chief over the 1350. And here's Godolphin with another favourite, Intuition, number 4, currently at 440. 5, Mr. Marbleuse with a kind draw today at 5.50, along with number 12, Natch. And Redouble coming off a Group 1 race to run here, Redoubles at $6.
Yeah, well, Redouble finished ahead of my on-top choice here, Intuition, Imaluskan Star at Scone, and then maybe was outclassed last time. He was beaten around about 6 lengths, Redouble. I think the alley is the concern for him. Where does he get to? And originally, it didn't look as if the speed was going to be a cracker. It looked to be Mr. Marbleuse, possibly from Natch and those two controlling. But I understand Tony Pike, with blinkers going on, Ever Loyal first time, he's probably going to come out and have a crack for the lead. If not, we'll sit up there at least on pace. So we've got 3 horses that are likely to come out of the gates and look for the front running. I think that's going to set it up nicely for a horse like Intuition. I thought he was super in the Hawkesbury rush. Coming from last at the top of the straight, got through to score. And his midfield finish behind Trekking in the Luskin Star was very good too. From gate 11, he went back to last. He gave them a big start. I think his sectional times were equal to the winner Trekking. So I think it's a beautiful race for Intuition and the boys in blue. To beat number 2, Nick and Nova. Now, he's probably got to go forward here and maybe slot in behind the speedsters. He can certainly win it. He's got the class. Then number 12, Natch. Can't see him missing a place from the gate. And number 5, Mr. Marbleuse. 4, 2, 12, and 5.
To race number 7 for the fillies and mares, the Helen Coughlin. I've always wondered, what's Helen's like? Because this race is quite interesting from a history point of view.
Yeah, well, nobody knows Queensland racing in terms of a historical perspective. And Helen Coughlin, who studied it for years and years. And she used to have a show on the radio up here that was very, very popular. So it's great that she's been honoured with the name of this fillies and mares race. And what's the market telling us here? I'm pretty keen on Madame Rouge.
Yeah, well, Multajar number 3 is the favourite at 370. In fact, as I refresh here, it's now joint favourite with Madame Rouge. They're both at $3.70, Maxi. Madame Rouge has gone 4, now 370. Nantali number 5, the next one at 5. And David Fife has run a profit's thumb, $7.
Very, very good race. I think luck is going to play a big part in the outcome. And I can see the 16, Madame Rouge, getting that luck. She's drawn okay here for Corey Brown. She's been racing at the elite level through the carnival in Sydney. I thought her effort last start was very good at Hawkesbury in the Denise's Joy. She ran second there, carrying 59 kilos. Well, she drops 5 kilos under the conditions of this race today for Helen Coghlan, back to 54. I think she's more than capable. Number 16, this looks a good race for her. Malta Jar, we know she's a very good three-year-old filly. She's just drawn awkwardly and doesn't have any tactical speed. She usually settles back, gives them a start, like she did last time when Vega won, beat her, but she was doing good things late. So it all depends on where she gets in the run, Malta Jar. Number 5, Nantali. Look, she's had a bit of a freshen up, but have a look at her form. She was only 2.9 off Parata and Co. in the all-age stakes. So Nantali drops back in grade here. And then number 9, Prophet's Thumb, I thought worked very well on the course proper at Doomben on Tuesday. 16, 3, 5 and 9.
Race 8, the Queensland Oaks, the feature. As we know, Bell Rock, sadly, with injuries, came out yesterday. On the white turf is James McDonald and Corey Brown's on Duchess of Lennox. The Victorian visitor, Princess of Jenny, number 1, the favourite at 260. 3, Atana at 650. Chris Lees has run of the 2 at $8. 12, Angel of Heaven, another one for Chris at $10. And our intrigue, got a good mention from Dean Lester at the end of his Melbourne preview for Tony Pike, also at $10. Give us your thoughts in the Oaks.
Yeah, it's a good race. I'm with the Melbourne Adelaide form with Princess Jenny. And then you mentioned this, the Roses form with Atana, Olyphorus and Go, and a couple coming through other races. So it is an intriguing contest this year. And Princess Jenny, the thing that I like about her is today it's only start 6 for her. I still think she's at the top of the mountain. She's drawn a good gate for Damien Oliver. Went back and looked at all of the replays, and she's always found the line. And Through the Roses, I tried to find a measuring stick with those fillies, and I found it Through the Roses winner, Atana. Atana raced against Princess Jenny a month or two back in Victoria on two occasions, and there was very little between the two-year-old fillies. So that gives me a bit more confidence with Princess Jenny. I like her a lot today. To beat number 2, Olyphorus, who was second to Atana in the Roses, she was a little bit stiff. She was held up at a vital point of the 200. Then I'm going on the white turf, number 17. Loved her run in the Packer when shoveled back to last. She ran on strongly. And then she was up outside the leader in the Roses. She was ridden more aggressively. I think they'll take a sit on her today and she'll find the line a lot better. Then number 3, Atana. So 1, 2, 17, 3. And they're certainly respecting Dino's opinion there regarding the New Zealander, our intrigue.
Good race, can't wait. Good luck to Dave Stanley from TAB, of course, in the ownership of On the White Turf. The last is the PJ O'Shea. Liberin came out this morning. The current market with TAB here has number 9, Canedna, on the way maybe to another win today, 370. 660's Groove gets Oliver today at $4. 2, Lifeless Ordinary at 420. And Shalala, number 8, at 440.
Pretty much same conditions as the Doomben Cup a fortnight ago, except they're going an extra 200 metres, and the top 3 place getters are lining up here. And I can't see why Canedna, the Doomben Cup winner, won't be able to win again. In fact, the difference between the two races is that Academus prioritised Gem Song. They set up a good tempo in the Doomben Cup. That won't be the case here, I don't think. I think the Godolphin runner Tally possibly leads with This Is Madrid at a more sedate tempo. And I think that'll suit Canedna perhaps more so than a few others because she's got that turn of acceleration when she gets up on top of the ground. I think she'll win again. Pretty keen on a Canedna. To beat number 660's Groove, who ran home strongly in the Doomben Cup. He's ready to peak now that he's had those 2 runs under his belt. 2 Lifeless Ordinary. He's got gate number 1. He'll want the gutter to be reasonable here for him to win, but he's in a purple patch of form. And then I've got number 8, Shalala. So it's all Doomben Cup form for me, 9, 6, 2 and 8.
They're the tips for the 9 races. Have you got a couple of good things? How are you going to play it?
Yeah, well, I'm pretty keen on Intuition. I think she's the, or he's the good thing today. Lines up for Cummings and McDonald. Race 6, number 4. Good to see support coming in for him. I think yesterday he was 4.8, 4.6, now 4.4 on tap. That's what I like to see, Andrew.
Righto, we'll go with that. Race 6, number 4. Enjoy your day. Thanks a lot, Maxie.
Okay, thank you, Andrew.
Michael Maxworthy looking at today's program at Doomben, a full coverage from just after 11 o'clock. Josh Fleming and the rest of the team, late mail, interviews, all the cover with the first at 10 past 11. By the way, if you've missed any of the forecast previews and podcast interviews, they're all there for you from this morning. Go to the Twitter handle at Sky Sports Radio 1. It'll have it all there for you. Podcast interviews, the tips from all the analysts right through the morning and, in fact, right through the week. All particularly those podcast interviews, if you can't listen live through the week, at Sky Sports Radio 1. Kembla Grange, Wayne Harris, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, mate. And beautiful weather through the week down there at Kembla, Wollongong.
Yeah, couldn't get rain if you wanted to buy it. That's a lovely day here today. We have wind early in the week, but just been lovely the last couple of days. The temperature's dropped a hell of a lot.
It has. It's got to be cool with those winds through the week. All right, let's have a look at them, mate. The first at 11.36. Liardo, number one, the favourite here at $3.10 over two. Kiss the Bride at $3.90.
Tricky sort of race. There's a couple of these just taking on the 2,000 metres for the first time, Andrew. Other numbers 2, 1, 3, and 4. I think Kiss the Bride another chance here. He's the Sabre Bill, so he should run the trip. He's a bit of a tricky bugger. He's still a colt. He's an on-pace runner. He has over-raced on occasions. And I think when he's in front, he starts to think a bit. He did the, that when he won his maiden at Hawkesbury 2 runs ago over 1,800. Went back to Mudgee. He was an odds-on favourite there and was beaten. And he was in front everywhere by the post. And I think he got shocked a bit when they swamped him late. So I think Rachel Murray rides today for Bjorn Baker. I've got to put him on top because I know he's going to be there and look to win it for most parts. Liardo, the favourite, he's another one going to the 2,000 metres the first time. He's very good around the 1,600 metres. So, you know, I think he fought very hard here at Kembla last start when going down to John Flying Piero. Pretty consistent form for him, so he might even win the race. The others, Reda Zazilli, did beat my top pick, Fist the Bride, at Mudgee the other day. He swamped him late. I think he's one that will run the trip out. And the other I've thrown is Takeda. Won here over the 2,000 metres 2 runs ago and then was very disappointing at Canterbury last start. Only beat one home, but did get squeezed up a couple of times through the run. It could improve back to its home track. 2, 1, 3, and 4.
Race number 2, a class 1. Ozspider here, number 1, the favourite with tab, $2.90. 3, Capamore there at $3.30 and 5, Thor's Thunder at $4.20. Jason Coyle's got 3 or 4 hopes at Rose Hill and Capamore in this race for sure as well.
Yeah, I was worried about Capamore. 16 starts, 1 win, but it's had a stack of placings. I thought this was one of the hardest races of the day to line up. 5, 2, 1, and 4 I settled on. Very consistent horse, hard fit, number 5, Thor's Thunder. From the good draw here, Gwen DeMarco horse. He hasn't won for a little while, but gee, he's been consistent around the money. Last start, 2nd in a benchmark, 64 here, behind Francois. And comes back to a class 1 here. So I think he's very well placed, fit horse. Just going to go with him with a little bit of value. Too Quick Finance was a much improved run last start. I don't think he ran out the 1,600 metres. Comes back to 1,400 metres here. He led the other day. He'll be on pace here today, I'd say, from barrier 1. Then I go to number 1, Ozspider. Won his maiden the other day, and he had to fight and dig deep to win there. So he's got to go to the next grade here today. But, you know, Waterhouse Bot horses, you know, they're very fit. He's another on-pace runner. And the other one I've thrown in is La Pava. It's had 2 runs back from a spell. It's been caught wide on both occasions, this Godol from Philly. I tossed up between her and Capamore. I might even change it when I get to the races. Capamore is very, very honest, but 1 win from 16 just worries me. 5, 2, 1, and 4 with a big question mark.
Righto, to race 3, the 2-year-old, the toppie for Godolphin here, the favourite at $2.50. Industrial, number 7 at $5.50, and Fisty Cups, number 5 for Brad Widup at 7, along with Hey Mighty. Now, just checking, there's been no scratchings, but this morning, Wayne, it's gone 12.10, 8.50, 7.50, 50 minutes ago, and it's now at $7, number 6.
Yeah, I went around in that race where Exceedance really shone at Wyong the other day. Tricky sort of race. How do you say number one? Can you get that one out, Andrew?
Secretively.
That's, oh, very good. I've gone for that. 1, 9, 5, and 3. I just think this Godolphin runner, ran a dollar's fighter last start. So odds on favourite there at Hawkesbury. Fought quite hard, but it jumped awkward, did a few things wrong in the race, and that was only its second career run. And I just think if Oz Fighter can run well in the race before, pretty good leg up for this one here. Go down to number 9, Celestial Falls, Mark Newnham's filly. She was a dual acceptor who decided to go for this race. It's a little bit shorter. She ran at Canterbury, around about midfield there. She didn't have the clearest of runs. And the second horse, Matty Rocks, has won well since. Going back to provincial grade, I think she's the danger, could easily win the race. And the Newnham horses are just absolutely flying. The other one was thrown in 50 cuffs, one from the Brad Widdop camp. It's only had the one run. It went around at Canterbury. They only really got warmed up late over the 1,200 there. So an extra furlong here today and the race experience. Had a nice trial since that Canterbury run, so it's tuned up here. And the other one thrown in, a bit of odds, is the John O'Shea first starter, Just Society. The 2-year-old colt who's, I reckon he's a real lazy type. His last start there at trial at Hawkesbury, Sean Geimer, giving him a bit of a hurry up, and I like the way he pinged to the line. So at a bit of odds, I'm going to throw him in for a placing. 1, 9, 5, and 3.
1, 9, 5, and 3 there. To race 4, rare episode for Brad Widdup, number 1, 270 at the moment. Just tightening a little bit. Leamy Astray, number 4, at 330. And Epic Dan, number 2, easing out to $4.
I've got a big watch on the 2, Epic Dan. I've gone 2, 1, 4, and 5. He won a trial at Taree recently, and I know he probably didn't beat a real lot there, but his last start at Warwick Farm was back in March, and he won a pretty strong race there. Echo Jet won the race, and he's a chance in Sydney today. And that was 3 weeks between runs. He just seems to space his runs a bit, Alan Keogh. Good to see Nick Hayward back in the saddle too. I think coming back to provincial, Bray, I've got a big watch on him. If there's money for him, I'm going to be on him. Rare episode. He's normally very, very speedy horse, very, very consistent. He'll be there from a good draw most of the way. I thought the other ones are front in for Leamy Astray. Gee, it's desperate to win a race. Robbie and Luke Price, its last couple of runs in was a good city place. Got it 2 runs ago at Warwick Farm and then wasn't disgraced at Warwick Farm last start in a stronger race. So got to throw it in the numbers. And the other one I've thrown in, 5 Dynamic Bid from the Gabby Ingelbrett stable, has won first up before, and I didn't mind its trial recently in Tonsor, Kaepernick, horses like that. And they're pretty smart. And it did mix them with them, led them up in that trial and was run down late. 2, 1, 4, and 5.
I'm just going back here, Wayne, with Epic Dan. Now, just take note here of a late jockey change. Robbie Brewer is replacing Nick Haywood as the rider of Epic Dan. That's just coming through from the stewards here. I'm just going to their Twitter page. So he's not riding there today, Nick Haywood, and the rider in race 8 for Auburn Boy is Mitch Bell. But take note that in that fourth race, Robbie Brewer is now the rider for Epic Dan, with that news through, Nick Haywood not riding there today. And here's another one, just they must be listening to us, Wayne. In race 3 at Kembla, Adrian Late will replace Jackson Morris as the rider for Red October. So in the third at Kembla Grange, Adrian Late now is the rider for Red October. We thank the stewards for all that information fresh off the pad there. To race 5 at Kembla Grange, number 8, Dolly's Due, the favourite, $2.25. Over Cinquita at $3.30 and Francois, number 9, at $5.
It's a race where there's a few horses here that have been around the money, and Dolly's Due did win last start. But I've got 9, 8, 2, and 1. I've put number 9 on top here. I think Gwenda Markle's got some nice runners here today. Francois has won 2 of its past 3, and I think 3 of its past 5. Racing in smashing form at the moment. Got an awful draw here, but gee, it's racing so well. I'm going to put it on top of Dolly's Due. She was a good winner at Warwick Farm last start. That was a benchmark 70. I know it was fillies and mares. She was wide in that race, but I don't think that worries her. I think she likes a little bit of galloping room. She's going back to a benchmark 64 with mixed sets here today, so she's probably well-weighted. And she's always around the money, so she'll give you a good run for her money again today. Cinquada was a very, very good first-up run there at Wyong. Went down fighting. Did win a trial before that, so it's obviously going very well from the Team Freeman camp. And the other one I threw in was Black Chili. He ran a huge race at big odds last start. here. He's the second of the Gwenda Marker runners. I'll put the one I put on top is also trained by Gwenda. Baron Four, I just want to have a look at him today, Andrew. He's a big, gross colt. He's had three trials. He hasn't run for about 8 months. Now, I know he's got a bit of ability, but I want to have a look at him in the parade. So I've got 9, 8, 2, and 1.
To race number 6, Warfare number 10 is the favourite at 260. 6, My Demetra at 350. Tightening to that quote over the last hour. And Ferry Me Home, number 1 at 480.
I've gone 10-7-6-1. I think he's my best of the day, Warfare, Andrew. He's a 2-year-old taking on a little bit older horses. Now, he was very heavily backed at Newcastle on debut. Wheels were just spinning with him. He was slow away. He is a colt. And he's beaten by a smart one up there, but he really only started to step up late in that race, and that's after trialling very, very nicely going to the races there. So I think with that race under his belt, a little bit extra distance today, I think he's my best of the day. From Team Snowden, Campino, he'd be well prepared. I think the danger will come from number 7, Parveen, one of the 2 Godolphin runners in the race. Been a very, very good debut third here at Kembla behind the very smart Outback Diva. And didn't have the best of luck in the running either. So another one with a bit of race experience, a good draw. I think it's a big player here. I thought number 6, My Demetra, another Snowden runner, resumes from a break, trialled very well coming into this. And a little bit weak last prep, but might have come back a little bit stronger. And good to see young CJ Graham down here. She's a good addition to the apprentice ranks, rides very, very well. And the Walla runner, I thought number 1, Ferry Me Home, another one resuming from a spell, only light new lace last prep. And his trials have been okay, but I just want to have a look at it in the parade as well. 10-7-6-1 is my best of the day, Andrew.
Okay, right on 10 o'clock. Let's look at race 7, Bride of Vengeance, number 1, the favourite, $1.90.